This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR, radio worth paying for.
They stuck a few more sirens in that, I think, didn't they, Barry?
Later on, we've got some new jingles that they've done for us.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them, okay? Because they really know what they're doing in that office.
They're very... Well, they look like... They've all got beards.
They've all got beards and skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans, yeah. And some of the blokes who aren't allowed out have got leather patches on their arms.
Oh, yeah.
So they must know their way around.
Twiddle a few buttons, Barry.
They look like the type.
Surely.
We've just sent out for some food, haven't we?
Yeah, we're having a stranger's dinner tonight. I'm having a sausage sandwich.
I'm having a bacon sandwich, as is my right.
So two pig sandwiches, essentially, but just in different formats.
Exactly. Mm. And we're going to...
kick things off.
We're gonna kick things off. Now, before we do, Angelos, what happened? Someone made a complaint.
Yeah, we've had a couple of complaints that we've been sexist.
Yes.
Now, when we find out what that word means, we'll be able to apologise for it. But for now, we'll just play this.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You love this one.
Beautiful. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty scratching about.
Yeah, Barry got back bacon.
Scratch, 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 scratch.
Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Baby got back.
You know, on reflection, Barry.
Yes.
That was rubbish.
Yeah, I think we've had enough of it, please.
Thank you. This is a way. But she get it out of here. Chuck it in the bin.
Can we get that out of the computer and stamp on it? Don't know how you probably can't do that.
No, I think you can do that, yeah.
Yeah, get one of the beardies to come in and remove it.
You can pull it out in noughts and ones.
That's it.
In digital language.
That's it. Pull it out in noughts and ones, rearrange it, and it might sound a bit better, you know.
So, nice one, Barry. Stick the boot in.
Stick the boot in. I want to say this. We ain't sexist.
No.
We've looked it up while that was on the Googles.
Yeah.
We ain't sexist.
We're definitely not sexist.
We love ladies.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. If you see a beautiful lady walking down and you're a builder or hanging off a bit of scaffolding or doing a bit of roofing or you're a minicab driver and you see a beautiful lady walking down the street, why shouldn't you show your appreciation of her?
What is wrong with a simple... A simple... It sounds good in the mic, that,
isn't
really,
it?
That.
Yeah.
That's it. A simple wolf whistle. And hello, darling. Simply appreciating...
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
I like the look of them.
I like you. I'd like to make love with you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
I mean, it's what we're all thinking, isn't it?
Of course we are.
Why don't you just come out and say it,
If it's a crime, to like a beautiful lady, guilty, bang me up.
Guilty,
as charged.
That's right.
Guilty.
Yeah. Stick me on a stake on a load of wood and set fire to me. Like Joan of Arc.
If it's wrong.
Who I also fancied.
Yeah, she was lovely, wasn't she?
If it's wrong,
appreciate the womanly form.
The fairer sex.
The fairer sex. If that's wrong, guilty, bang me up.
Stick me
in some stocks and throw rocks at my poor old face.
Break my nose.
Break my nose.
Yeah, take my eye out.
Come up, pull my hair, and then slap me in the face or kick me. If that's wrong.
Grab this under my chin there with my neck and just pull that out.
Pull the thorax out. If it's such a crime
honestly,
to appreciate ladies, I'm guilty.
What I'm wanting to say now, I mean, how are we supposed to keep the human race going, right, if we don't, like, you know, fancy women?
Well, they'd have you believe that's wrong, the awkward squad.
This is what I'm talking about.
The PC Brigade.
The PC Brigade and the awkward squad. You know, you go up to your lady these days and say, yeah, I like the look of you. How about going round the back of the bins and having a fiddle about? They think, oh, no, you can't do that.
That technically, that is a crime, though.
Is it?
To harass a lady.
Yeah, but I'm not... I mean, as long as she's up for it, surely that's okay.
If she's up for it. How would we...
Is that such a crime to say, oh, fancy a bit, and you know. Do you want to come round the back, fiddle about her and round the bins? Yeah. And that, and she goes, oh, yeah, please, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Is that such a crime?
Is that
so wrong?
Should I be shot in the face for wanting to fiddle about with a bird behind the bins?
No, you should not. Is that in the Geneva Convention?
Yeah, thank you, Barry, because I thought I was going mad.
I mean, I don't recall Moses coming down from the Mount of Olives or wherever he came
from. Wherever the water was.
Stuffed olives and coming down and it goes, oh, thou shalt not steal. Yes. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's ox. Thou shalt honour thy father and mother, and thou shalt not fiddle around with a bird behind some bins at Watford Market.
It's not written down for a good bloody reason, Barry, because the Lord himself is saying, no, yes, it's fine, you can fiddle about.
In the New Testament, there's even a mention of if thou shalt have a doner kebab and has had a skinful, thou shalt be allowed to make love with thou's wife and spousins.
That's written in tablets. It's written.
Although why I wrote it on a tablet, I don't know. They easily dissolve in water. Anyway.
What else?
That's sexism.
I think we've got that covered
now. That's sexism.
You
racism.
Know where we stand.
Racism now. We won't do.
No, let's not go
won't,
near
won't
that.
Go near that. I'm not
we
mad.
We want to do this for another week.
Yeah, I'm not mad. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. We've got on the show today, talking of having a fiddle around behind some bins, Bembe Opie.
Oh, he likes to fiddle about, doesn't he?
He's
a cheeky boy.
He's a cheeky boy. And we are the cheeky boys.
What a great song that was. I can see why they got together.
What was the one about touch my bottom, this is life?
Touch my bum, this is life.
Whose life is that?
I think their mother wrote that one.
Well, that was her life. What a terrible life.
What an awful life, just inviting someone to touch your bum. That is sexist.
That is wrong.
That is disgusting.
I'd like to see Mrs. Gabriella Sabatini, what's her name, be taken up.
She was a tennis player from Argentina.
Yeah.
Couldn't find love.
Oh, sorry. That was not the one of the cheeky old, you know.
The mum
who wrote the song. I'd like to see her put in stocks.
Oh,
for
yeah.
that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Disgusting.
Just putting socks. No. We don't want nothing thrown at her.
No, let's make that clear.
That's right.
Let me make that quite clear.
Put her in the stocks and let the public see what she has done.
Anyway, this is life. Comedian John Hastings.
No, hold on. She should be putting socks and stocks and they should just play that song in her face, over and over on a loop. Just to teach her a lesson.
If Touch My Bum was indeed her life, as the lyrics go, she'd probably like being in stock. Come up and touch her bum, then.
But then you put a sign on it saying, do not touch this lady's bum.
That would really do her in, wouldn't it? Comedian John Hastings. Oh, thank God for that. A proper comedian would be coming.
Go in and tell some jokes.
Tell some jokes.
But Lembit Opik's a comedian as well. Let's not forget that.
Lembit Opik is a comedian.
He's done his fair share of stand-up comedy.
We're going to ask him about a comedy.
We're going to ask him to tell a joke.
We're going to ask him about politics.
We're going to ask him about MPC expenses.
And we're going to ask him about dating TV weather girl Sian Lloyd.
Or we can try.
He'll be a typical politician. He'll dodge the question.
Yeah, exactly. He'll send a question back, which I'll happily answer, but then I'll send one back. It's going to be like a game of tennis.
That's right, absolutely. Well, listen, hold on, folks, and you have a listen. You stay listening, because hope it will be coming up.
I hope it will be torn a new one. You think Jeremy Paxman's got something? Well, you wait till you listen to me. Angelos Paxman.
Angelos Paxman. And then we've got the anti-poet.
Oh, the anti-poet. Well, what about John Aitken? We didn't give him much of a
ding-dong. John Aitken's been coming on. He's a proper stand-up comic.
He's a touring one, isn't he? He goes around the houses and the villages.
Not just to Hastings, he goes all over the place. And he'll be on. He's a very, very funny man. Ooh. And then we've got the anti-poet.
Who's
obviously doing some kind of performance poetry.
Are they going to be doing some poetry for us in there? Are they, Bella?
I think the anti-poet is one man.
I think there's two of them.
Two men?
Yes, because I looked him up on Google. Just know what I was dealing with.
Listen, that's why you're a professional
Semi-professional.
Semi-professional.
Because you're also a professional golfer, aren't you, Barry?
Well, I am. I was at St. Gustus's the other day.
Oh, yeah, what, in Miami?
No, the off-licence.
Oh, right,
but, Augustus Barnett, that is the same like that. Anyway.
Yeah, they went out of business about 1988.
I know
the one you mean.
You know what I mean? Anyway, the thing is, I do like to play a bit of golf.
Yeah.
I like the fashions.
Yeah.
I like the touring all over the world, staying in top-class hotels.
Yeah. Good breakfasts.
A lovely breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, Barry, if you're staying in, let's say you're playing a tournament in Portugal...
Yeah.
And you get up early in the morning, you go down to breakfast. What's going to make you go, oh, I'm going to have a good round today?
Frittatas.
Oh, is it frittatas?
Frittatas.
Yeah.
I like frittatas.
Lovely.
A glass of orange juice. But what you have to understand if you are a top golfer like me.
You.
You have to just keep yourself fit. Yeah. You can't just go mad. So what I generally do is I'll go to the all-help-yourself breakfast bar. Now, there's a system.
Yeah.
Weigh it all down at the bottom with some toast. That will sag it with a sausage on that. Yeah. Cut 2-3 sausages on that. If you do them Jenga style, sausages.
Right. Build them up like a tower.
Yeah. A couple of rashers of bacon on top of that.
That's nice.
Always keep your eggs as fried because they're very flat.
Keeps the height down.
On top of that, you might want to put some chips lined up like some logs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
On top of that, you could probably cut more pieces of toast.
Sprinkle a massive sandwich.
That's in effect. And on the top, just garnish it with some crisps.
Sugar.
Sugar.
Very nice.
Couple of pints.
Now I know that's what Bubba Watson eats, but is that what your diet is?
That is what I would normally do.
Yeah, and of course
you want to get your feed up.
Yeah, we want to get your feed up, and of course, like as you say, golf is is fitness. Isn't it? It's
very
all about
much
fitness.
So
I presume you cut down to like 20 benches and edges when you
40,
do
40. Let's not be silly.
No, exactly.
I got kicked off, St Andrews golf course because there were so many butts on the green. Would I put out my lamp and butler? The ball wasn't running true.
She was bumping all over the place.
It was bumping all over, I said, oh, sorry, okay, I'll clear them.
God's sake.
Okay.
Honestly.
I'm only having a fag.
They're obsessed with rules, aren't they? They're in the golf.
Oh, of course they are.
You can't, gone are the days now where you stub your Lambert and Butler out on the green and just leave it there.
I mean, you have to wear a tie in the bar, wear a shirt, I mean, I had a shit in the corner of Moor Park Golf Club the other day. I remember 1978, no one would bat an eye. Apparently now you have to use the toilet and
And of course, talking to sexists,
they
don't like women in them bars.
They will gas so much.
They do talk a lot.
You're trying
to sit there having a nice glass of Chivas Regal and a big fat cigar the size of a chimney. She's banging on in your ear.
Yeah. They're all
and if that's sexist, well, shoot me in the face.
If it's wrong to ask a lady to leave while the gentlemen are discussing cars and rugby,
is that so wrong?
Is it sexist to ask a lady to rustle us up a cup of tea, treacle? We're all dying for a cup. If that's wrong...
Just nip out for 20 minutes while we close this deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're only balls it up for us.
if it's wrong to say, look, sweetheart, you want to make a little bit more of your knockers because they ain't bad, your best asset. You
that's
know,
it.
Go and put something on that reveals a bit more. If that's wrong.
That's wrong. Here, here's 50 quid. Stick that down your top. Get yourself out the West End. Get yourself a nice dress.
Yes, that's it. A boob
yeah.
tube.
Yeah.
If that's
yeah.
wrong.
That's
oh,
wrong.
Well, I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh,
Lock
so,
me up.
So sorry.
Throw away the key.
That's right. I'll do 20 years for that if it's so wrong.
Oh, they'd have you doing 20 years.
Yeah, but I'll be a political prisoner. I wouldn't conform.
You'd do dirty protests, wouldn't you?
I would do dirty protests, yeah.
I mean, that's what you've done in the studio when you didn't get sugar in your coffee last week.
Well, so shoot me, Barry. So if you, someone's not going to make a stand, mate, then, you know, I'm only doing this for everyone else.
Well, exactly. On that score, if there's a lady out there, I suppose it's sexist to ask a lady
yeah.
to come
can you
in.
Get
in
a cup of tea.
You get a cup of tea. And while you're in there, can you.
Get this stuff off the wall. Music.
Music, please. Oh, dear. What's this now? That's all gone wrong. I don't know what I'm doing there. Oh, here we are.
Oh. KLF.
Love this.
Oh, she's a good one. Going back to the 90s with KLF. Wow. KLF. Oh, that's it.
Banging.
That's going to get your ball swinging, that one.
Cool. Oh, that is a song, isn't it?
Blimey.
That is a song.
Back to the 90s.
And now here's someone who's a
back
hell
to
of
the
a,
90s.
Back to the 90s. It's Lembit Opik.
Woohoo!
Hello.
Hello. Oi.
Lembit.
Oh, he's mucking about with us, isn't he?
Don't muck about with us, Lembit.
Lembit, we had John McCurrick on here last week, and he was up to no good as well. So if you're there, speak. No, he's gone.
He's gone. No, look. This is called filling, mate.
No, it's not filling, mate. I've got a few things to say. If that fella doesn't get... I better not speak because he may still be there. But honestly, that stuff does my head in.
Yeah.
What about that KLF, though?
No, the KLF, apparently the word is they... Burnt, yeah. Is this right? £1 million. That are the people we just played
yeah.
from the youngsters.
The music people we just played.
I
mean, look, though. I mean, no word of a lie.
Yeah.
Look this up on the Googles, okay? These two clowns from KLF.
Yes.
Because they're rich people.
Yeah.
They got £1 million out of the hole in the wall machine.
That's it.
Right. And then they bung it in the suitcase, took it up to a little farmyard in Scotland and burnt the lot.
That is actually true for art.
For art.
And do you know what KLF are doing now? Working at KFC. I mean, that is the...
That's the irony.
That's the irony.
But that is the danger, though, isn't it? Hello?
Hello, Lembit.
He can probably hear us, but we can't hear him.
Lembit, I'm so sorry for this. If you can hear us...
If you are there...
We're going to get...
We will sort this out.
We will sort this out.
It's just that there's a couple of birds running the studio today, so you know.
We're embarrassed, mate. So we'll see if we can find a fella somewhere to help us out.
She's got to find a bloke with some elbow pads.
She's got to find a fella. Lembit's standing by. I don't know whether he can hear us.
With stuff swinging in the wing.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Oh.
But the cavalry...
Oh, yeah. The fella's come now.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
The cavalry's arrived. A man has arrived in the other room to actually... That's it, mate. Well done,
thanks,
son.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
Our treacle, that's it. Move aside.
Thanks,
that's
love.
It.
Yeah, no, just get out of the way. Just let him see it.
Oh, he's coming in. Here he is. All right, mate. What's the problem?
What have you done?
What have I done? I've done what I was instructed.
You should turn your voice down, I dare you. That is dissent.
What have I done?
It's mutiny. Mutiny here.
He don't know what he's doing.
No, neither of them do. He's another bloke. There's another one stuck in his head. He's come to have a look now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can only apologise.
We can't. Keep describing what's going on in the studio because you're going to get bored of that and all.
But all I want to say is thank you so much for tuning in to the Barry and Angelos show.
Fubar.
We have got some wonderful things coming on.
Have you got one of them new jingles?
Hello. Hello,
Lembit. Do we hear you?
Hey!
Oh, I think we've made contact with Lembit Opik.
Lembit, we were filling there, but at last we've got you.
We've found you.
What a joy.
Yeah.
I know. The pleasure is all mine.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
That's correct. Lembit, last week, we spoke, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to John McCririck.
Yeah, John McCririck. Honestly.
What a lovely man.
Yeah, no, he was utterly depressed. And so
why?
Well, he's not doing anything now. He's just lying in his bed all day, Lembit. So we really hope this goes better
than that.
I mean, we don't know what you're up to at the moment, but you've got to be in a better place than him, because, honestly, it was a disaster.
Poor John. You see, that's what happens with betting. It doesn't pay. No, I'm in a very good place. I'm actually involved in launching a single on Sunday, would you believe, boys?
A single? A single, Lembit?
Yeah.
A musical single?
A musical. Yeah, probably musical single. I don't perform on it. It's like a guy called Stranger, and it's called It Means So Much. You can pre-order it. So I'm in the music world now.
How did you get involved with that?
I've been doing this for 32 years. I'm not bad on the old harmonica, actually, if I say so myself.
I saw you on Have I Got News For You, actually, with the old harmonica.
I always got the old mouth organ, never far away.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know, Lemmy, we get so many people on this show that can't do anything. So it's nice when someone comes on with a bit of talent.
It would be nice.
Did you say it's for charity, this song, or not?
Did I say what?
It's for charity.
Well, it's actually, it's raising, it's called It Means So Much. It's about freedom, actually. That's what it's about.
Freedom?
It's about the fact that we don't... Yeah, it's like the fact that the government shouldn't be telling us how to live our lives. So,
this thing,
and everybody who's listening who believes in freedom should be buying it now.
Lembit, are you still in politics?
I am. The other thing I do is I stick up for motorcyclists. I'm working for the Motorcycle Action Group, and I'm on my way to Leeds at the moment, actually, to do a talk about two wheels. And if any of you would like to do it, we'll get you on a bit of a track and race you around a few times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, mate. I'll be there.
Can I go in the sidecar with Angelos?
Yes, you can. Barry's 84 years old, Len, but he can't be going around on a Ducati. He'd break his hip.
We could get two sidecars, and then it would be called a car.
Well, yeah, that'd be fine.
What I don't understand, first of all, is you say you're on your way to Leeds. Are you speaking to us from a motorbike halfway up the M1 at the moment?
I'm actually two-thirds of the way up the M6, but I have to confess I'm in a car. Wah, wah, wah.
So you're going to a motorbike convention in a car. That'll go down well, won't it?
I'll park it round the corner and just take a helmet in. They won't know.
That's it, mate. So, hope you're wearing all your leathers.
That's only in my spare time. That's nothing to do with bike.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah.
There is no end to the stuff you've done, Lembit. Yeah, you were a member of Parliament. You've got a single out now. You're champion
comedian
of the motorbike. Comedian. You still do the stand-up comedy?
I do, but the reason you don't hear about it is because I'm reasonably good now, and that's not very good news.
Is that right?
People laugh. So no one's laughing now, yeah.
So where do you do it now then, Lembit? Where's your...
The most recent one was in Barumba, just off Piccadilly Circus.
That was
for charity, because that way the people can't get their money back if I'm crap.
Yeah, and of course, people at a charity gig, people are less inclined to slag you off, aren't they?
Yeah, because basically you just simply say, how can you say that about the charity?
Exactly.
I find that's a good thing. I'm actually presenting a TV show called The Simple Question for Press TV, you believe it, Middle Eastern Channel. So those are the three things I do these days.
Lembit, I tell you what, I don't, there's not enough hours in a day, is there, for the amount of stuff you get through?
But I do all of that just to be on your show, and it finally worked. I can stop all of that now.
Well, you probably can. You could come in most weeks, entertain us with your stand-up comedy. When you go on stage as a stand-up comedian, Lembit, do you draw from your own life and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you have a persona? Do you adopt a hard done by, politician. Or someone who's, I'm not, being unlucky in love, perhaps? What do you do? What's your angle?
I think I've been pretty lucky in love, actually. That's not too cheeky an observation. But
Very nice.
See what I did there?
Yeah, very nice, Len. Bit cheeky.
So basically, I just tell them stories about my real life and people seem to laugh, really.
Is your life a joke, Len?
It has been at times. It has been at times. By a strange coincidence, my name is an anagram of the phrase "I like to be MP." That seems a bit cruel.
Oh my goodness!
But I'll just basically tell you things like that. One time there was an economist in the audience, and it was nice to be the second most unpopular person in the room. So I just talk about what I observe, really, and that's about it, you know.
And
it seems to work.
Making any money?
15 minutes I can do.
Making any money?
I'm making a bit, but that's not from the stand-up, basically.
Where are you getting your money from?
The bike thing's probably the best one, because it's like a proper job with PAYE and everything. But the TV program's quite a lot of fun as well. Highlighting hypocrisies in Western politics is a never-ending and rich theme of opportunity.
This TV show you're doing, and where is it? Middle East TV?
It's called Press TV, and we film it around London usually. Mm-hmm. But we've got a new show which may or may not be commissioned, and it's going to be the world's first pro-Iranian satirical TV show.
Wow.
I'm
involved with about 20 shows that may or may not be commissioned at the moment.
Can I just... I thought this biog of yours was long enough as it is. It's virtually chopped down a rainforest to hand us this. And you, a member of parliament, you know, all the stuff about the lovely girls he was, chaired the all party parliamentary group for motorcycling. You've got a single out. I'm a celebrity. You've got another show. But I mean, stick a broom up your ass, will you, sweep the floor and all while you're at it? I mean, bloody hell.
That's exactly how I have to sweep the floor, because my hands are full all the time now.
Yeah, so that's it, limit.
Yeah. I don't get much money for that, though. It's on a per hour basis, but it's a lot of fun.
And if they ask you to go in the jungle, Limbit, would you go? Or have you been?
I have gone.
Oh, you've been? You've been in that
2010,
one?
Man. Sure. I was on the 2010 show. I lost that time
as well, but there we go.
I didn't know you'd been in
the jungle. I'm in the jungle.
Who were you in the jungle with?
Stacey Solomon. The craziest, stupidest thing ever. So bad I've done it with you.
There we go.
Sean Ryder and who else was it? Linford Christie and a whole bunch of others. Cheryl Gascoigne, she was lovely. And Gillian McKeith.
Yes.
That's it.
Now she's potty.
You do that for a living.
Yeah. Honestly.
She's a nice woman. Yeah, she does poke around at stuff which shouldn't be poked at.
Do you think she was badly edited in that show then, Lembit? I mean, presumably you've watched it all back.
Yeah, I actually haven't. I can't watch it. The only bit I watch is my snake bite, the snake that bit me. Really annoying. Yeah, and then it went on to bite Sean Ryder, but Sean was ruder about it than me. I don't think so. When you do that show, you're signing up for a role, really. And I had to be the geeky politician. I don't know why I got that role. And she was the comic relief in a funny kind of way. But I'm still in touch with most of them, you know. We get on pretty well.
Well, are you getting well with Sean?
Very well. He was a legend. Absolutely brilliant guy. When he had to do the food challenges, he just thought of it as an extra food, really. He didn't really think it was any bad.
Is it? What I wanted to ask Lembit is it really that tough? I mean, when you watch it on the telly, they're all going, it's really tough and we've lost loads of weight and actually we are, you know, we're bored and we're getting on each other's nerves. Is it tough or is that just for the cameras?
All you think about is food all the time. It is really tough. I loved it.
I liked that in
here.
And
I was a bit porky when I went in. It came a bit lighter when it came out. And it is tough. And you do live outside. It's not filmed in a car park in Wales. And it's not next door to the Versace Hotel. You really are right there in the jungle. But the most difficult part is some of the other celebrities. Dom Jolly just wouldn't shut up. And Nigel Havers was a bit of a git, to be honest.
I remember that. He didn't want to be there, did he?
No, he didn't. And he didn't like me. I was appalled when I discovered what he'd been saying behind my back. Absolutely appalled.
What did he say about you, Lembit?
For some strange reason, he said that I was nuts. I don't get that at all. No. I don't understand why I would have thought that. And I'm just saying this off the record, I think it's because he's a Tory.
That's what it is. You're a bit more of a liberal bent, aren't you?
half of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, first bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, we know about you and the ladies, but I'm not accusing you of anything else. Are you with?
Are you a married man
at the moment, Lembit?
No, but I've always enjoyed being engaged.
Oh, been engaged a few times.
A lot more of that in the future.
The problem is they didn't.
No, they didn't. Well, they did for a bit, and then they sort of said, well, there's no contract, and that's the problem part.
Yeah.
And then it all comes crashing down. But anyway, if any of your listeners are interested in a lasting and meaningful relationship, then just send me a photo.
Oh, I shall be shooting. There you go, ladies. We'll be shooting a competition later on to find Lembit.
I'd imagine some of the ladies, and this may be a sexist thing to say, up at the
motorcycle. So shoot me.
At the at the motorcycle convention,
you
probably get some right rough'uns up there, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a few rough'uns,
they're jewels in the mud. Jewels in the mud. I'm actually going to another thing today. It's called Into the Valley, which is a mag festival somewhere in the northeast of England. So I'll keep my eyes open and keep you posted if I get lucky.
What festival is that, Lembit?
Into the Valley.
Into the Valley.
Sort of swinging,
mag does
like.
All these different bike festivals all over the country. And part of my duties, my job, is to go to those festivals. It's not
you
a bad job,
boy.
Really.
Now, what are you riding these days, mate?
A Suzuki GS1000E, which is a classic bike from 1979, never got out of the 70s. Would you believe I actually did the history of Japanese motorbikes as my mastermind project, specialist subject on telly?
How'd you
got
get
14 on that, though.
14?
I actually got 15,
good.
But they got one of the answers wrong, so I accepted 14.
Oh, I see, Stewards Inquiry.
Yeah. Well, I did actually ask for one, and then I didn't think it looked too good because it was Christmas, so I left it. And I got twice as much in the specialist round as I got in the generalist round, so I don't really know anything apart from motorbikes, unfortunately. And a bit about music, maybe.
Now, Lembit, we just got one other thing we wanted to ask you about, and it's a subject that's really close to me and Angelos's heart. It's wrestling.
Yeah.
A bit of professional wrestling, did you? You appeared from the audience to confront wrestler Cade Callis for cheating, and you got beaten up in the end, did you, by a wrestler? You got in the ring with him, is that right?
Yeah, because it seemed like this guy provoked me one time, and he challenged me to a wrestle.
Yeah.
And I said yes and forgot about it, and then unfortunately I had to do it. So I'm not a bad wrestler. This guy's professional, and I got mashed.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube for anybody who wants to see it. Right. And my advice is don't go wrestling against a professional wrestler who hates you. I think he lives in Cardiff somewhere. Don't go there anymore. So that is one career that hasn't turned out so well. It's actually more painful than losing my seat.
Lembit, look, it's been fantastic to talk to you, mate. I mean, you could probably come on here every week and you'd be doing something new. So we look forward to hearing about everything else that you'll be doing in the future.
And if Mr. McCurrick is listening, get under your bed.
Yeah, there you go. John, from Lembit there.
From Lembit, I bet. Thanks, pal.
See you, mate.
See you, Lembit.
Thank you, Lembit. Well, bollocks, isn't it?
A young lady's brought us in playing to it. It's horrible to listen to at home, isn't it?
What, people eating on the radio?
Anyway!
Let me just finish this mouthful, baby. And we can get on with the show. That's my dinner.
A man last week got in touch with me and wanted me to say happy birthday to him.
Who?
Anyone
famous?
No. And that's probably why we didn't do it. But
okay.
I think his name was Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was his birthday. And
what, last week? It was his birthday
last week. He said he listened to the entire show and Cardinal Burns's and Jay Foreman and Arge.
Arge off of Towie.
Off of Towie. Anyway, this fella, Steve, if you're listening, I don't know his surname. I think his name's Steve. I think it was his birthday. So, Steve, off of the internet somewhere.
Yep.
Happy birthday, stroke, engagement, stroke, retirement.
Whatever it is.
Whatever
the occasion was.
We wish you all the best. Yeah. Nothing like making it personal like that. And I think his name's Steve.
Transplant or whatever it is.
I'll have a look at
court case for aggravated assault.
Now, if you want a personal message like that on the show,
just email.
Email Barry at foobarradio.com
yeah.
or you can tweet at foobarradio.
Yeah.
Or you can, and if you want us to phone you up on air,
yeah.
and speak to you about something.
If
we can sort out any problems you might have. We might get some.
Or else if you're just thinking of chucking yourself off a bridge.
Yeah, we don't want. I don't want that responsibility.
No, I'll take it on.
I'll take that on.
Andrew. Barry will go for a cup of tea when you're talking, but I'll give it a go. I mean, don't hold me responsible because I don't really know what I'm doing.
No promises, like.
I can't talk you down necessarily, but I might be able to point you in the right direction.
You tell them cheer them up a bit.
No, just before you nip off this mortal toy, I'll make you laugh.
A nice way to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Go smiling. Now, we're supposed to be doing a telephone call now, or
what? We're going to get someone. Someone's going to phone in shortly. And we're going to rip it off. It's really going to kick off.
I don't want to, in case she's listening. What do you make of that Lembit Opix?
Supposing he's listening.
Do one where you think he's listening.
I think that he's maybe spread himself too thin.
He's spread himself very thin.
Very, very thin.
Very thin.
He's got a single out of saying, I didn't quite follow.
I didn't know what he's talking about.
He played the harmonica, presumably while he was driving.
He was keen to get that in, wasn't he?
Yeah.
We should have asked him to play more of a tune. Without, I think that's what he wanted.
We should have, if I had my way, have asked him to play a tune while shutting his eyes and taking both hands off the steering. But that's just me. Now, he was a politician. He's done everything.
Been in the jungle.
But what I mean, do you think when he turns up the motorcycle convention, they all go, "Oh, here he is! Oh, he's off again. Where's he going?
Yeah, where's he going?
Oh, I've got to go and do a Punch and Judy show." Yeah. Is there anything that he can't do?
Yeah, I've got to go to the knitting convention. Or go to the arcade.
You know, I have the feeling you were offered up any job.
I think he'd take it. Yeah. I've got a cleaning job he can do.
Well, my Margaret, she needs some help up the stairs. Lembit, if you're around, if you can spare the time,
Can you fit us down a stairlift? We can make a documentary or a reality show about Lembit fits down a stairlift.
At my local pizza place.
That's a good idea. I'm going to pitch that.
They got my local newsagent, newspaper boy needed, Lembit Open. The pizza place around the corner, man needed for deliveries, must have own car, stroke motorcycle, Lembit Opic.
Up the road from me, they need a rodeo clown, Lembit Opic.
What the hell's that?
What, a rodeo clown?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I live up the road from, where they do all the rodeo, riding the bulls.
Riding
the wild horses, things like that. Well, sometimes when the bull throws the rodeo cowboy off the back of himself, and it's going mental and like still jumping up and down. What they need is a clown to stand right in the middle of the ring to distract the bull like that while someone else comes and grabs it. Oh, and it's incredibly dangerous job.
Do you mean an actual clown with a clown's outfit?
Yeah, they wear clown's outfits and they got all the hair on.
Lembit Opic as a clown.
No, to be fair, it's tough.
My dad was a clown. Big shoes to fill, let me tell you. But you imagine that. Kids, everyone, get in the front room. Oh, little Miranda's having a party. Gather round, we got a clown. Oh, shit, it's Lembit Opic.
And he's going to talk you through the Iranian foreign policy whilst juggling.
And his terrible, romances
he comes on and he talks about
foreign policy. To bore the kids to death with something about motorbikes. I pretended I knew what kind of motorbike.
I don't even know why I asked him what motorbike he rode. I didn't know what he's talking about.
Mummy.
And he's going up there in a car.
Mummy, can we just play musical statues? I don't like this clown.
He's scary looking.
So if you are thinking of hiring Lembit Opic as a clown.
Just talking to the female producer out there.
Yes.
Do you think you could, get it on with Lembit?
Yeah.
It's a nod from Natalie. Yeah. I don't believe her.
No,
no, she's laughing. That's a no.
Oh, that's it.
No.
She's being sick in the waste paper
it's
bin. It's all right. No, oh, no.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to take your hat off to Lembit, haven't you? For all the things he's managed to do since getting fired.
All the things he's managed to do unsuccessfully since being fired, you've got to take your hat off to him. Lembit, if you're listening, we're only kidding.
We're mucking about, mate.
And also...
I don't suppose you're listening.
And also, he's too busy to listen.
Yeah, he's got
things also,
to do.
But also, he's had some lovely birds. Sean, we never spoke about Sean Lloyd, the weather girl.
Weather girl, yeah.
She were lovely, wouldn't she,
Yeah, but
Sean?
She could see a storm was coming, Barry.
Oh, she really...
She could see the dark clouds gathering.
She
when
really...
she got together with Lempi Opic, she thought, this could either be...
Yeah.
Nice little gentle breeze...
Or a whirlwind
or a
romance.
Tornado.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know... he was her umbrella, wasn't he, really?
Right, yeah, and I wonder if they went singing in the rain.
I think that, you know, she used to tell him, say, all hail, Lembit.
Lembit Opic.
Opic, you know. And
you know what I mean?
Yeah, she was quaking in her boots, wasn't she, that one, when she... Oh, she went, the thing is, she went all misty-eyed and... You know,
I can't think of any.
Well, she was very frosty. She was very frosty. When
something
she,
about rain. Get one with raining.
And it rained. Anyway, that was a few puns about the weather. Oh, this,
why not? Why not?
This is an absolute classic.
What is it?
And it's a fine night today.
Oh,
a fine
yeah.
day this is for Sean Lloyd. It's going to be a fine day today and a fine day tomorrow.
This one where she used to twiddle the balls around in her hand.
This is great. I love it. It's going to be a fine day tomorrow. Sean Lloyd. With
a fine day today.
Tomorrow with squally showers.
Scattered showers. And a light westerly wind.
Leading over the southeast should clear up before
the afternoon. That was Opus 3 there. One hit wonder from about 1992,
I'd say.
I think we should just, the music policy should just be one hit wonders.
One hit wonders. Mm.
Stan Ridgway's Camouflage.
Oh,
shut
yeah.
up in your face. In the 19s.
Did Jonah Louie only have the one?
He had two, unfortunately, what so about, he would be out.
What about I'll get knocked down and I'll get up again?
Which number one?
Yeah, no, the Lembit Opic whilst he's on the phone to us. Now that sounds promising.
Oh,
that
dear. Was, once again.
Once again, the gremlins in the system.
Yeah, we need to get the cable goblins in here.
The cable goblins.
Pulling things out of some things and then banging them back in other holes.
But we have got someone on the line who is going to want to speak to us. It's one of our fans. We don't have many fans.
No.
We don't have many people.
We don't want many fans.
No, but if there's one person we want to hear from, it's the one person who's going to phone,
ring up. Yeah.
And they've got something that they want to talk to us about.
And we're more than happy to help them, aren't we, Barry? Unless it's something that I'm not interested in, then I won't. No!
Someone who wants to phone has got a problem with their phone, presumably.
I think so. And unless they bottled it.
You know what we've got coming up late in the show?
It. What?
We're going to look at the Watford Observer.
Oh, yeah.
Got some lovely stories in there. We might do a film review.
And we will do a film review.
We've got Russell Grant coming in to tell you about your stars.
Or Russell Crowe coming in to tell you about your stars as well.
We've got Russell Harty, who'll be coming in to show us how to interview people properly.
Yes, we have. We've got Jane Russell coming in.
Jane Russell, we've got a Russell Hobbs toaster that we're giving away.
We've got Jack Russell going to bark the theme tune to Neighbours.
And we've got Russell Thingy, who won X Factor, is a sort of opera singer.
Russell Watson, you're thinking of.
Russell Watson
he's coming
is
in
coming in.
To not talk about, he's coming to talk about health and safety, so we have to endure that.
He's coming in a luminous tabard, a high-vis jacket.
Just not many people know that about Russell Watson. Before he done the singing, he was a health and safety officer for roller coasters.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, say, he wouldn't stand for look, cups on the side here with the hot water in them, could easily fall over.
Exactly.
You know, there's papers there that's a fire risk.
Yeah.
all that stuff. I mean, your greasy hair with that polyester jacket, it's only going to take a minor flame and you're going to go up like a flipping firework, aren't you?
Like a Roman candle.
Like a Roman candle.
Who's this now?
Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, blimey.
Where have you been, my sweet, sweet angel? What happened?
Where am I?
No, where have you been? We were trying to get hold of you and then all we had was a dead phone.
And
what
happened? All I could hear was a beeping in my ear and I was absolutely hanging, so...
Oh, God, a beeping... You're not on life support, are you?
What, are you hanging from a rope? Where are you hanging?
No, it was beeping in my ear, the phone was.
Cut to the chase. What's your name, my darling?
My name's Izzy.
Izzy, let's get busy.
What's your game?
I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, right,
oh, okay. Nice, you can do better, can you?
Oh, fine. Go on. And what would you like us to say then?
Well, I've heard, you know, Isabel necessary on a bicycle.
No, I'd never say that. That's obvious. That's obvious.
Mouthful, isn't it? What else?
Isabella did a smeller.
Oh, that's childish, isn't it? It's babyish. Yeah. It's tickled Barry, though.
Isabella did a smeller.
Go on then. If it's so easy to make up things for your name, make up one for Angelos. Go on.
To be honest with you, I thought it was Angela at the start, so I'm a bit embarrassed. Angelos is... Angelos likes to do nos.
To do what?
No?
That's terrible. What can we do for you,
Bella
Darismella?
First of all, Izzy, where are you ringing from, my angel?
I'm ringing from work, to be honest with you.
Where's that?
You're a bit quiet, aren't you?
I know, just downstairs in the kitchen, so...
Oh, you're in the kitchen, are you?
Yeah.
In the building that we're in?
Yeah, the same building.
We're in the same building. Okay.
You're kidding.
Yeah, you are kidding, aren't you?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
No.
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 Whereabouts?
Bang on the floor.
Yeah, right. Now you bang on the floor. You bang on the ceiling.
Okay. Yes.
Here you are down there, aren't you?
Izzy, where do you work? What's the matter? I hope it's nothing.
What do you do?
Not flying an
aeroplane. I work in a very fancy place. I work in Marylebone.
Oh, very nice.
Mega posh. What do you do there? Really? Are you in marketing, PR, housing? What is it? What do you do?
Houses. You're in and letting houses, very boring.
You're in a Marylebone estate agent. And
I know.
You all right for money?
I'm okay, but I'm bottom of the rung, so you know, not great.
Well, that's because you spend quite a lot of time at work ringing radio stations.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, if I didn't do this, then they'd probably up my wage.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's all about commission in your game, isn't it?
No, but I'm admin, so I don't get all of that. I don't, you know.
You are working your way up the ladder, is he? Okay, that is what you are doing. Housing is what you dreamed of doing when you were at school. Exactly. So you're in a good place. How old are you?
How old am I? 21.
Yeah, you're in a good place.
You don't want to.
All I used to do at school was draw houses, and they were like, "We know what she wants
is
to
that
do."
Right?
Exactly. It's always been my dream.
Are you going out with anyone, Izzy?
Am I going out with anyone? No, I recently broke up with my boyfriend.
Ah, well, we've just had Lembit Opik on the line, and he's single, and we can put you two in touch if you fancy that.
Is he good looking?
Yeah, he's gorgeous. Well, look him up on Google. He's absolutely gorgeous.
He's one of
stunning.
The most
amazing.
He's an MP. He was in the MP Stunners section of Hansard.
Will you give him my number?
Yes, absolutely.
We got her number for Lembit. He's a very busy man.
Yeah, he won Torso of the Week in Heat magazine last week.
Let me tell you, he'll get you up the ladder.
He certainly will.
He'll hold it.
Tell him how great looking I am.
Okay, we'll tell him.
We don't know that.
We haven't got any pictures of
him. I'm really slim.
That's nice.
Gorgeous brunette.
What else? What colour eyes?
Green.
Lovely.
Yeah. Like
and
that.
Where are you from? Is that an Irish voice I can hear?
Do you know what? This is really embarrassing, but actually English, but 100% of my friends are Irish, so I have this kind of embarrassing Irish twang that I just can't physically get rid of.
You're
so much of my time with Irish people.
You're easily led. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm very impressionable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
You're beginning
to grow
on us.
That's good for Lembit.
And what can we help you with, my little Anglo-Irish friend?
help me with.
Do you need any help, any advice with anything? We're really good at that sort of stuff.
Well, you've already sorted me out because I obviously wanted a new boyfriend.
If you're actually after a new boyfriend, we can give it a little bit more thought. What sort of thing you're looking for, my darling?
Looking for... What am I looking for?
Swinger?
Anything and everything.
Yeah. Write that down.
Listen, what happened?
Under the age of 60.
That's me out.
Well, that's me in. And what happened to the last boyfriend? What went wrong there?
Nothing went wrong. Just kind of drifted apart. But
what, like on a raft?
Yeah,
like on a raft at sea?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Did he like the Irish...
You want someone who's a bit more fun, don't you?
Did he like the Irish voice? Did he like the Irish lilt in your voice?
No, he didn't at all.
Did he think that was a little bit of an affectation?
He was a bit embarrassed by it.
Pretentious.
Are you saying I'm pretentious?
No. Don't know you. We wouldn't make that call about you.
No, but I mean, I probably, if you go around, you know, the old luck of the Irish kissing the Blarney Stone, giving it large, enjoying
Where do you live?
The crack.
In Kilburn. Is that where you live?
No, I live in Broccoli.
I know Broccoli.
I love this accent. I might start doing this accent. What can we help you with today, my darling? What is it?
really good one, Mary.
Very, very good.
Very good, Mary. Very good.
Very good.
That's good, man. That's very good.
Very good.
Very good accent, isn't it?
Do you want my bank details?
What?
Yes. Yes, I do, yeah.
And the face jacket.
Look, so if there's anyone out there who likes Isabella Dunsmeller, she's
21 years 21 old. 21 years old. Works in housing.
Absolutely useless in her job, but
puts on an Irish accent.
I'm not useless.
Any hobbies, Isabella?
Not really. No, I don't.
Irish dancing.
How do you spend your time?
Drinking.
I used to do a radio show with my friends, actually.
Oh, how did that go?
It went okay, but then we just got really unorganised, and then we just were drunk every time we did it.
Oh, well, that's no good.
That's no good.
Would you like to get back into radio again?
Love to, yeah.
Okay, you got to try a bit harder.
Yeah, I know, you're dead right.
Do you play any sports?
Definitely not.
Okay, do you like a drink?
Love a drink.
Okay, well, you're Irish,
aren't
you?
Only water, though.
Have you got a nice face, or is it a bit, you know, not very attractive? Like, you know, is it a nice face?
It's so-so.
That usually means when a girl says that, means she's. Oh, I should say gorgeous.
So she's a hideous lady. She's likes to adopt. I'm only kidding.
She's mucking around.
Look, you sound lovely. You sound jolly. If there's any gentleman out there.
Oh, no, not jolly.
Oh.
Oh, you're not sure.
You know, when they're like, oh, what's she like?
She's jolly there now. Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, she's so jolly.
Oh, she's jolly there.
Does jolly a euphemism for fat?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're not jolly.
All right, not jolly.
She's great fun.
She's great fun.
Cheery, merry. Those are okay.
Drunk.
She's merry. She's drunk. She's merry out of her head.
Merry. Yeah, quite exactly.
You don't want bubbly, though, do you?
You don't want bubbly.
No.
Don't want bubbly. Yeah, that's fat as well.
Yeah.
Cuddly.
Cuddly. Yeah. Enjoys a smoke. Yeah. Don't like that.
GSOH.
Big foodie.
Foodie means can't stop stuffing food in her mouth and her face. Enjoys staying in.
Hobbies include reading.
Reading, lying around in a shell suit, watching couch potato.
What TV shows do you like watching, Izzy?
What shows watch? Well, actually, I heard that you had Cardinal Burns on the other day, and I absolutely loved their show.
Yeah, they were shit, though.
That show's rubbish.
We thought that was shit.
Were they? I think. I mean, I didn't actually. To be fair, I didn't actually listen to the show, but.
No, their show on the telly. It's awful.
What?
It's awful. Their show. It's awful.
What? Really? I think it's hilarious. But
No. 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 No
so you can't, you know.
I've watched it. I enjoyed up to 2 or 3 minutes of that before I went this.
I wouldn't go near it. I wouldn't touch him.
Have you seen Russ Abbott?
Seen what?
Rush Abbott.
The Madhouse.
Have you seen that?
No.
That is comedy.
Have you ever seen First Dates?
No, what's that? No.
First Dates.
It's like a Channel 4 documentary they did, and the people that they found on it were brilliant. Like, absolute knackers.
They're knackers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I watch half an hour watching a load of old knackers.
Very amusing.
Well, look, what I will say to you is that you can have a first date of your own with Izzy if you get in touch with us and we'll pass on your information.
Yeah, that's right.
She's made it clear. She don't know...
Not my address.
No, I won't give your address.
Where do you think we are?
God, blimey. This is Angelos and Barry's dating line.
Yeah. Matchmakers.
If you could sum yourself up in, well, let's say 5 words, what would you say?
Bubbly. Foodie, friendly, chirpy, and what was the other one that you had?
You're out of time.
Bye, lady.
Thank you, my
good
darling.
Good luck, my angel.
Bye.
Lovely
bye
to talk
bye,
to you.
My angel.
Bye, bye.
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's where we played it.
We are honoured.
Oh, yeah.
Honoured. To have with us in the studio 27-year-old Canadian comedian Mr. John Hastings is here.
Yay! Hi, everybody. How's it going? Good to be here.
It's lovely to see you, mate. Tell me,
what
John,
a polite man.
What a lovely fellow he is. John, when you're in London, do you go anywhere near Neasden where he lives? Or where do you stay when you're
I stay in a reasonably sized flat by Manor House Station that has a indistinguishable smell that I cannot find.
Who do you live in Manor House with? On your own? Or?
No, I live with three other comedians, Yomar Chan, Ryan Call, Andrea Hubert, and then a sous chef named Shea.
And where were they last night?
I don't know. I was in devices telling jokes in a small cellar pub that looked like where that 15-year-old now lives under your floorboards went and then disappeared.
Did you come from devices last night? Where is it? Down near Plymouth or something?
I think so. I don't know where. I like recently discovered that I always thought Wales was on the wrong side of England.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Why does that surprise you? I have like a really big head. You'd think that there's knowledge in my brain.
No, but there's something about your eyes that just look dead.
Is that true? Because you're the one who admitted to having a 15-year-old dead body underneath your floorboards.
No, I said it was there when it moved in. It had nothing to do with me. So don't try pinning that one on me. And you can't tell me where any of your flatmates were last night. Don't start that with me.
Well, I want to know why you want to know where my flatmates are. You're sounding very defensive. And now you're just looking at your shoes coquettishly.
Oh.
We're here with John Hastings. He's a Canadian comedian. What's it like sharing with a lot of comedians? You all make yourself laugh.
It is a hoot and a half, guys. It's nothing but whoopee cushions on the stairs and like rubber chickens in weird places. The occasional banana peel on the kitchen floor. Oh, you slip inside. It is a great old time.
I think you'll find that's banana peel, but we'll let it go.
How do I say it?
Orange peel.
Orange peel.
Different
no.
fruit, mate.
Is that slippier than a banana peel?
What, orange peel? Are you joking?
How
many times did Charlie Chaplin slip on an orange peel?
Two times. Once at the end. No, that's not true. Director's cut of that one where he's take off of Hitler. I'm not making it up. I'm a Charlie Chaplin historian.
Yeah, all right.
You don't believe me?
No.
No, well, that's fine.
No.
Must have seen Satsuma days with Charlie Chaplin.
That's your banana wigs.
Oh, banana wigs.
It's not a real movie.
I loved his fruit period he went through.
Yeah,
it was weird. Pineapple Disaster was a weird movie.
Pineapple Express was originally written for Charlie Chaplin, but they...
Was it really?
Yeah, but they got...
Buster Keaton.
Yeah, they buried the script for years, and then Judd Apatow found
it. Did they literally bury it? Like they put it in a hole?
Time capsule.
I don't think you should burp right into the microphone, though.
I don't give a shit what you think.
Whoa! That's a lot of blue language, man. Right. Like, this is a family program.
Oh, well, I think... I know. And the families that listen to this are all scum.
So, yeah, they don't
Is that
mind.
How you talk about your listeners? You call them scum? Mm,
yeah.
Well, the most of them are. We've spoken to a few of them, to be fair to
Angela. Oh, I'm sorry, Barry. I didn't realise that you are, knew who you
ever been to a Little Chef?
I've never been to a Little Chef. I don't know what that is.
He's been in a Little Chef. Yeah. I've met him. He was Anthony Worrell Thompson, but we don't. That's
I'd rather you didn't speak
about I don't understand that joke. Like, you were inside, you worked at a Little Chef
matter.
Location.
Doesn't matter.
Don't dwell on it.
So you're doing the tour. You're going to Wales.
I'm going to the McClintock Festival. Yes,
I want to do one of your jokes.
The jokes don't work that way. They're like stories and they're long-winded.
Well, do you want to do like one? Do you want to do a joke?
It doesn't really work that way.
Well, do try.
Go
on. Give us your opener.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure, actually.
Yeah, that's right. But stick you on the spot, innit?
You're sticking me on the spot. That's very rude.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a fella. We thought he was from America. This is how it goes, right? The audience, they're all drunk.
Yeah,
you know?
Imagine Barry is
the MC.
Patrick Monaghan.
You're Patrick Monaghan. Okay, you're Patrick Monaghan. Okay, and then who are you, Andrew?
I'm in the audience.
You're the whole audience. Oh, yeah. The very weird-looking audience.
Okay, we're started. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You having a good old drink? We're at the Machunchlith Comedy Festival.
Get on with it.
All right, mate. You can shove off.
Okay.
And now we've got...
good comeback.
Yeah, that's it. Up yours and your wife's ugly. Here we are at the Machunchlith Festival. We've got a right old line-up tonight. A funny thing being in Wales, isn't it? They're all stupid with sheep or something.
Oh, how dare you know, innit?
Oh, no, can't lighten up, mate.
You're driving me up the wall, innit?
So this is how it works.
Like, I don't like you.
Okay, fuck off. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We have got a wonderful lineup. We've got a fella on tonight. He's not from America, he's from Canada. Please welcome John Hastings.
Thank you.
This guy's good.
Yeah, recently I was talking to this Greek guy with tiny baby hands and he smelled like mothballs. And he couldn't even say the word misappropriate, which is probably explains the Greek economic situation. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, have a good night.
I think if he's very heavily political, I didn't really get what he's talking about.
I was talking about you and your inability to speak.
But yeah, you tied it in with the Greek financial crisis.
Little thing called reading the newspaper, my friend. Got to turn the pages of that Guardian. You know what? Don't just read the book reviews and use it as a toilet paper.
I would never read the Guardian book
You never
reviews.
Would read it.
Don't worry about it.
You don't like books?
I wouldn't read the Guardian book reviews.
Why not?
Do they review Bravo 2 Zero in there?
Yeah, they did. They did.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
How do you guys know? You don't read it.
Well, I'm just guessing. The Mirror.
Know what happens when you're guessing? You're assuming. You know what happens when you assume?
You make an arse out of you.
And me.
Did you just call me an ass? You.
Yes.
How dare you? That's very rude.
John Hastings is with us. He's going to do a tour of Wales. Where do you kick off in Wales? The McCuntlith?
I'm in McCuntlith all weekend, and then it's not really, it's a weird tour because it's just McCuntlith, and then I'm back here. But also,
that's
very,
not a show, mate. That's one gig.
Well, no, the audience is touring around. I'm there all weekend, but then so the audience comes
festival.
To me. I like the word tour.
I don't care.
I like the word McCuntlith.
Oh, why do you like the word McCuntlith?
Sounds rude.
That
sounds
rude.
But it's not rude. That's the great part about it.
No, it is rude. It just depends where you come from.
But I'm from Canada. It's not rude in Canada. Is it rude in Greece?
I'd imagine most things in Canada are rude.
They're boring, aren't they?
They're all quite, you know, clean living and all that. They're quite conservative, aren't they?
Some people, but a lot of the bears are on mushrooms.
Drugs. The bears, I bet they
bears.
Are.
Bears. And not like the raw bears. I mean like...
You mean homosexual
ones.
Yeah, overweight homosexual ones. The kind of ones that... You know, Angelos is into. And
that's true. I do like them.
Yeah.
They're nice. Very fun to hug.
Well, they're just good fun.
Listen, John Hastings, he's got to go to Wales.
Correct.
You're going to Edinburgh.
I'm going to Edinburgh. You can see me at the Pleasant Cellar every day at 9:45. And you can buy my album. Go to johnhastingscomedy.com and buy We Farted. It's released May 6th. Thank you very much.
What is it
called? It's called We Farted.
I like that. That sounds funny already.
Would that be reviewed in The Guardian?
They're renaming The Guardian We Farted because the album's so good.
We Farted.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Hastings.
Very good.
He's all over Wales.
Well,
he's
not.
For six,
I am.
You're doing one place.
Wales is very small. It's only like two places.
He's doing Brighton, where he's going to meet all sorts of bears with mushrooms in the mouth.
He's
Please
mad.
Welcome. He's mad. He's John Hastings. Cheers, John.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's what's happened there is they've taken the best bit of Human Nature by Michael Jackson's and they've got that little bit and done an entire song out of that
mixed it together.
It's very easy.
Theft, isn't it?
They're called SWV and it was called Right Here.
SWV, is that in that car?
Well, stick with making cars. Don't thieve other people.
Yeah.
20
crowd our airwaves.
Crowd with that shit. Yeah. £22,000 after belly button burst on jet. No, it's not fantasy. It's in the paper.
This is reality.
This was in the paper the other day. A dieter who had a tummy tuck operation has won $22,000 after her belly button exploded on a flight home from a holiday.
You know, when they say exploded, do you think they're just, like, exaggerating there a bit, Barry? Because, you know, an exploding body is one thing. Something just opening you know, just, like, stuff coming out of it is another way of putting it. But exploding?
A bit extreme, isn't it? Exploding is Hiroshima, isn't it? It's not, if that happened to your belly, but what's that funny noise?
It's called drilling.
Drilling.
It's perfect.
Exploding would suggest if you were on a flight, it would fire out and hit someone on the back of the head who was sat in front of you. Sort of thing.
Or else it might suggest exploding. The whole plane had gone.
Oh, exactly. I had a similar thing when I went out. We went out Ryanair down to on holiday.
Alicante.
Ali years ago. And a similar thing happened. Must have been the cabin air pressure.
Probably.
But they, you know, they done the food and that. They give us some food. Yeah. I had, it was like an egg thing in a wrap sort of thing. Don't come cheap, you know.
Egg wrap.
Before I got on, I'd had a little, we went into, there's a chippy not far from Stansted, and I'd had a pickled egg and I'd had some pickled onions. Yeah. So I was feeling a bit queasy.
Yeah.
I had.
Didn't this, stop you having the egg wrap.
I had the egg wrap.
Yeah.
You know, I had a fizzy water on the plane.
Tango.
And another tango after that. So I was feeling a little bit shook up, plane, little bit of turbulence.
And the
G force. The G force and everything. I don't know, a bit like, you know, the belly button that burst, but I say similar. I farted and my teeth fell out. Now, did I claim £22,000?
Yeah, well, this is it, isn't it?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't claim for that.
Do you know, Barry, I saw that article the other day.
Yes.
And they said what the worst bit about the exploding belly button was the smell.
Oh, I imagine it was because it's attached to your arsehole, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that it is attached to your arsehole, but...
If you'd had it done the NHS, it would have been attached to your arsehole.
But they were saying that when the belly button exploded, all the contents of the stomach come out.
God, really?
Yeah, it'll come out. Yeah. And he's just stinking up the plane. Now, I don't know whether it was before dinner or after dinner.
Yeah, queasy jet.
Yeah, that's right. But imagine that, the smell of someone's stomach dripping out onto the cabin floor. No wonder they claim £22,000. Well, I don't know how they come up with that figure.
That would just be awful. Excuse me. Ding dong. Yeah. You press the old thing.
The old button.
She comes down. Can I help you, sir? Is it more tea or coffee? No, unfortunately, my belly button has exploded.
And it has exploded.
Trust me.
Yeah.
But the contents of my stomach, my egg wrap,
tango.
A pickled egg and a pickled onion has flopped out on the floor. My wife would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
She'd say, Barry, why can't I take you in? What are you going to be like at Alicante?
That's right.
What else is going to explode?
You know, your eye falls out.
Your eye falls out and all that. Yeah, no. My wife, when we went to Marbella a couple of years ago, her head fell off as she was going through... customs. And I said, oh, you have to show your passport and that.
Yeah, well, then...
They looked at the photo, they went, that's a stump.
A neck.
It's just neck.
Neck and shoulder. And you said, trust me, believe me, you don't want to see the face. But it is her.
It is. I had to go back.
Yeah.
I had to go back. I said, excuse me. And I found it down by the some duty frees.
You had to say, where did you leave it, Margaret?
And she
couldn't speak because she's like...
Yeah, and I got it. I stuck it on her head and we got a cab to the hotel. And I just laid her by the pool and I said, look, just stay there. Yeah, don't get in yourself in any more trouble. Don't move.
I'll go and get a doctor.
Go and get a doctor. And, he managed to stick it on again. But,
In the 70s, there was a spate of that when you went to Spain,
wasn't
it? Oh, God. It was either you had the shits or your head fell off.
That's right. So this belly button lark is nothing and claiming 22 grand.
That's a joke, isn't it? See, I wonder who his surgeon was. I must look him up.
What, who done the belly button?
Yeah.
I mean, would you go in for that sort of, gastric band and all that? I mean, Britain, apparently, she's had the gastric band. She's had that many
and
staples.
Diamond.
At the Miss Staples, rubber bands. She jumped up and down. It's like a walking branch of Ryman's.
Yeah, Ryman's,
isn't it? Yeah. I mean, and Diamond, she's had something done.
She's had one of them. She's had a staple or a band.
Where?
Well, I think it's her stomach.
What, they staple it inside?
Yeah, they open you up, right? Yeah. And then they get this stapler.
Staple
which cut. They get off three open features.
Yes.
Right? With a couple of quid down Ryman's.
Yeah.
And they just go clunk, 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 like that. And they cut off maybe half your stomach, and so you can't use it. And so where they stapled it, the clunk, 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 food can't get through.
Really?
Yeah. So basically, you've got a smaller stomach, so you can't stuff as much McDonald's down your throat.
That's terrible.
And you can't get, fat. But what you find with this is that when people lose weight, drastically,
yes.
Lose weight, you can go from 26 stone down to maybe 13 stone.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, the problem with that, man, is that when you take your clothes off, in front of the mirror,
yes,
you have what I can only describe as a lump of floppy flesh hanging round your knees.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
You're saying that Anne Diamond has got...
I'm afraid so.
You probably couldn't see Anne's diamond, could you?
No, you definitely couldn't see Anne's diamonds or her feet. And she's got all this stuff hanging around, and you need to put yourself back into the hospital to have a word with Lorenzo, the surgeon, who has to chop it all off.
Oh, God!
And that's when the problem happens. That's when your belly button can get shown up. And if they do it right,
it explodes on a plane,
Barry. And the contents of your stomach spills out all over Ryan.
Oh, that is disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. I'd rather eat less than have that.
Yeah, I think go for all that. I think it's probably worth just cutting down on chips.
Because for this holiday, I wouldn't be able to do anything as drastic as a gastric band.
No. You can do it yourself with an elastic band, but I don't know how that works.
I've already got that lump of fat hanging down over my knees anyway. I don't need that to get any longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like a sleeping bag, wouldn't it? You're lying out next to the hotel pool.
Yeah.
You pull it down over your knees, down to your ankles, really.
Yeah. Yeah, you just stuff it right inside your trunks.
Yes, bet you do.
Yeah, you do. Or else you just let it hang over your thighs, warm them up.
I mean, I dare say, if Margaret, if we was on our way to Spain this year and we wanted to, sneak in a few more lamb and butler, sticks of fags.
Yeah, coffee nails.
Tuck it under the gastric flap.
Yeah. The excess flap. Are you carrying any excess baggage, sir? Well, not really, no. But I have been having a gastric band and I've got a load of fat hanging around my knees. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
The one benefit is, when you go out and you do a bit of gardening, you might have a little stool to put your knees on, just tuck your gastric fat under your knees.
Under your knees.
going down a water slide on holiday. Oh, no need for a little mat.
Exactly. That's where it really comes into its own.
Its own.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It, so look,
you can have your lover lie on it.
Yeah.
Like a little pillow.
Yeah. You can go down any of those slides. Yeah. You know, with yeah. that, yeah. you can. I dare say, if you're sitting in front of the telly, you can open
rest
your legs
dinner
up,
on it.
Rest your dinner on it.
Yeah,
and you know, though you wouldn't want so much like, dinner.
You know, like when you go to offices and they have them stress balls on the
yes,
desk.
Yes, I know. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you can just get hold of your
gastric
fats and just squeeze that. I bet that'd take the stress out of
things.
Very
comforting.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a party for me and Margaret's wedding anniversary. We had the kids over and that, all the grandkids.
Yeah.
And I stuck her out the back garden one summer, didn't hire a bouncy castle, and all the kids jumped on her gastric fat.
Well,
it saved a few bucks.
Saved you a load of money, wouldn't it?
Saved a load of money. So yeah. there you are.
I mean, as long as they took their shoes off, can't see anything wrong with that.
Well, no, unfortunately, my daughter Michelle, she had her stilettos on. She wouldn't take them off, and now, well, she looks like a waffle.
Watering cat.
A waffle. But so that's a little bit of a little bit of advice. A crumpet. She looks like
yeah,
a crumpet.
That's it, isn't it?
You know.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of having your belly button burst on a jet, well, you would hate that, wouldn't you?
If you're thinking about doing that.
Don't do it.
Don't
touch it.
Because it stinks.
It absolutely stinks. And this. You're like, this is Informer.
Is it?
Do you remember this?
Snow.
Snow,
lick
yeah.
your bum bum down.
Yeah. yeah. Here we go.
Lick it.
Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick your bum bum down.
Lick your bum bum down. Snow rang. He said he's going to lick your bum bum down.
No one's licking my bum bum down.
Oh, yeah.
Has Snow been on the phone again? Lick your bum bum down?
Yeah, he left him as he said he's going to lick your bum bum down.
Well, he can't. I don't want him to lick me bum bum up or down, frankly. I'd rather suck Pete Burns' knockers.
No, he did say, definitely said he was going to lick your bum bum down.
Have you written it down correctly?
Yeah, she said, Snow, 2 o'clock, Snow rang. She can lick your bum bum down.
Okay, yeah. 2 o'clock.
It's all there, black and white.
Oh, better phone him back about that.
Ring him back.
I'm surprised he wants to lick my bum bum down. he don't know where it's been.
He just definitely said he wants to lick your bum bum down.
He's written it there, black and white.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He didn't expand on that, which I just took it as read that you knew what the fuck
he was
talking about.
Well, I don't know what it means. I mean, on face value, I'm not interested.
Don't fancy none of that.
Snow phone, 2:02 p.m. Wants to lick your bum bum down. No, not interested.
He got your number out of Exchange and Mark. Apparently you were advertising that or something.
Oh, that's a mistake. That's an old one. I don't do that now. He's got that from 1986-ish. I did have an advert in there wanting to lick my bum bum down, but I don't do that so much now. Not with my arthritis.
Okay. Well, you better take it out because you're going to get all sorts of people ringing.
Yeah.
And they want to lick your bum bum down.
No, that's all wrong. That's all wrong. That shouldn't have happened. Anyway, bum bums apart, we are here. It's Angelos and Barry. We're coming up to the last hour of the show.
OMG.
And if you want to lick Angelos's bum bum down, you
give
should
us call.
Give us a call and we'll see what we can do. In the meantime, Watford News. Mm. It's time for news from the Watford Observer.
Should we play a jingle?
Watford News. Oi, hey, we got some jingles didn't we?
Before the Watford News comes on, let's do the jingle.
This is one of our jingles, right, that we had made. Oh, no, that's an old one. Let's try
it. Get a new jingle.
This is a new one. Here we go. No, that's too long. That's 45 seconds.
Is it? We'll cut it off halfway.
Let's hear this. Here we go. Here we go. Today on the Angelos and Barry Show.
No, he's changed the names round there.
The Barry.
I'm happy with an Angelos show.
That is so.
No, French.
Needs a bit of work there.
FUBAR!
All right, that's, that it's wasn't right, bad. It? What it's about okay. this one? This is a bit longer. Okay. This is... hang on.
Allons enfants de la patrie, jour de gloire est arrivé. Convenons-nous de la
terre. It's
Angelus
and Barry.
And Barry.
No French.
No.
Up yours.
On FUBAR Radio.
On FUBAR Radio. It's English, so...
Totally English.
Up yours.
Delos.
Con, con, connard.
I'll tell you what.
That's my favourite.
FUBAR.
That is out of this world.
That's my favourite one.
That is our favourite.
That's the one I like the most.
I like that. It's funny. If any French people listen,
it's just a bit
lighten
fun.
Up.
Clear off.
Clear off and all.
Thank you so much. Cheers arrived, Barry.
Cheers arrived. Thank you, my darling.
Thank you.
Cheers, darling.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
She's lovely.
She's lovely, that
from
one.
From Ireland.
She's from Ireland.
From Ireland.
Now,
the Emerald
and
Isle.
What's more, she doesn't just put on the accent, she's properly from Ireland.
She actually is Ireland.
Yes, yeah, she's Irelandish. This is in the Watford Observer. Irish. Cameron should tell his Bilderberg chums to pay up. Apparently, people like me, well, not me because I don't pay no rates,
no,
but people neither. In Watford have been paying to host the Bilderberg Group, which are, of course, a very secret
society.
Yeah,
yes.
And they won't cough up for their own security. We, the taxpayer, have had to pay for it.
Really?
I think the whole thing stinks anyway.
Stinks to I haven't.
It stinks more smelly.
What is going on in there?
Who are the Bilderberg Group?
Well, the Bilderberg Group are a secret society of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like John Major.
Oh, yes.
I think John, what's his name, Mandelson?
Yes.
He's involved.
Peter Mandelson.
Peter Mandelson's involved.
Yes.
Got Gwan
off of the taking of the lady programmes off.
That's it. And I think... David Dickinson is in it as well.
David Dickinson of Dickinson's Real Deals is in it.
I think Eddie Hemmings.
Eddie Hemmings, yeah. Which one's he?
He was the scorer on It's a Knockout.
Eddie Hemmings, isn't it? Mick Robinson off of Magpie. He, since he's had his hair cut.
Howell Bennett
yeah. off of that programme. Windsor Davis
he's
is
in
one
the Bilderberg
of them.
Group.
Is
yeah.
in the Bilderberg Group.
Mm-hmm.
You know Mary Berry off of the Cake programme?
Oh, yeah.
Her son Chuck Berry was in it.
He was in it as well. That's right.
Anyone who you think is in the public eye, you yeah. think is totally respectable, yeah. is right.
in
the
Bilderberg
Group. Now, what do they do,
they
Angelos?
They run the country. Not only do they run the country, Barry, but they run the world.
They run our lives.
They run our lives. We think the government is in control.
Oh, forget it, mate.
That could not be further
Don't
from the truth.
Be so naive.
It's so ridiculous to think that.
What they're making us do stuff.
Yeah, they are making
we
us do
don't,
stuff.
We're like pawns in a game.
That's right. They're putting stuff in our water.
Yeah.
They're putting stuff in our tea.
Yeah.
They're putting stuff in our food to make us docile, to make us not think for ourselves. They're turning us into robots. And don't get me started on the moon. Because there's something going on with that. You
what,
know,
the moon landings,
no,
isn't it?
The moon itself, Barry.
Go on.
The moon itself is just a hollow ball stuck in space. And you know this because when they said they landed on the moon, right?
Yes.
And the airplane
rocket
thing landed on the moon, right?
Yes.
When it landed on the moon, you could hear it from Earth, right? It just went when the rocket touched the moon, it just went clang and it echoed. Through space, clang, clang,
clang, clang,
which proved that it was just a hollow bit of metal up there.
And why did they go up there?
Oh, Barry. They went up there so they could have a laugh at us and also to contact other people from other planets.
Are you saying that they're just toying with us as they're playthings?
Yeah. It's like, oh, what are we going to do in this decade? Why don't we fly to the moon? That'll give everyone a boost, you know.
And it distracts us from the real issue.
So that they can then take over the banks and they can take over the money and they can get under our skin.
Well, I wish they would take over my local HSBC. It's bloody useless.
Well, they have taken over it. Maybe someone else should take it over. Anyone, we should take it back.
If there's anyone from the Bilderberg group, could you put more pens out, please? I mean, never mind landing on the moon. Just simply a few more pens and paying in slips when I can't find them.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a fair enough request.
I mean, I don't...
I don't know if the Bilderberg listens to complaints. There's nowhere you can actually ring.
They're not.
There's nowhere you can ring.
Well, if there's anyone from the Bilderberg group or the Illuminati listening...
There probably is.
I want A, more pens in the HSBC.
Yeah.
I would like someone to do something about the dog muck in our local park. I would like something to do about the drainage whenever we have a flood in Watford.
Oh, does it stink?
It stinks to high heaven. And finally, yeah. I would like a subway on every street corner of this fine nation of ours. Now, if you can sort that out...
I'll vote for you.
You can stick it.
You don't have to be in hiding.
You can come
out of hiding.
You can put a microchip in the middle of my forehead for all I care.
I couldn't give a shit. I just want a meatball sandwich on every corner of England.
You know, do it. Fine, I will be your servant. I don't give a shit.
I ask for very little in return, and you can do what you like with me.
Mate, you can fake the moon landings.
Yeah.
You can, you know, kill Princess Diana.
Sure. Kill Kennedy.
You
do what you like.
You can pretend to have blown up the two twin towers, not the two twin towers, just the twin towers, there's not four of them. Yeah, and then, although have you believe there's not four of them, and then I don't give a shit. Yeah. Just give me a subway on the corner of my road.
Two more pens in HSBC. Clean up the dog muck. And I won't say a word, even though I have exposed you on the internet. I know what's going on.
Yes.
I just don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, then.
Yeah, that's that then. If there's anyone from the Illuminati, listen, you might come in for a little chat with us next week.
Yeah, and if you can shapeshift into a lizard whilst we speak to you.
No, it's not good on radio.
We can describe it. His eyes have gone black now. His tongue's whipping out round the microphone.
That's it.
Oh, he's got scales coming up his back. He's definitely a lizard.
He's definitely a lizard. It's terrifying. He's got us all under mind control. But on the plus side, you can fill in a form at the HSBC without having to cause a fuss.
Yeah.
Listen, we've got some wonderful guests coming up shortly. And this is Elton John.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Elton John is from Watford.
Okay.
Are you ready for love?
Yes!
Are you ready for love?
Yes, I am. Oh,
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to go as well, mate.
I'm ready for love.
I am as well, finally.
You have been ready for love for a long time.
Oh, I mean, I've been on the peg for a while, but now I've come down off the peg and I am ready to get stuck in.
Absolutely. It always makes me, what I think is, you know, when you get pop stars, like Elton John there is singing, "Are you ready for love? I'm ready for love."
I'm ready.
I always think it's called fishing for compliments, isn't it? You know, like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I want to dance with somebody as if you could.
Well, you can dance with whoever you like, mate.
Yeah, and it's a bit like, I got no one to dance with. I'm so lonely. Well, you're Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And you could get a foxtrot out of Douglas Bader, you know.
She was Whitney Houston.
She's not anymore.
She's not anymore.
She would love to dance now.
She would. And Elton John, he's looking for love. He's found it. He's got David Furniture.
He's worried about. He's not really worried. He'll say anything to sell a few records, wouldn't
he? He didn't give a shit either.
Old David Furniture and Elton John there with the duet. Are you ready for love? And I know I am, and I know our next guest.
We don't know.
They're staring at us in a funny way. It's the anti-poet. Hello, fellas. Come into the microphone.
Hello.
Hey. So you're called the anti-poet. and yet there's two of you.
It's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a bit of a deception.
Okay.
It's thrown us off the scent.
Shuts us off already. And what is it? What I mean, poetry is what
it's
you
It's poetry. It's, yeah. It's beat poetry.
Beat poetry.
Beat poetry.
Oh, nice.
As in it's got a... thumping double bass.
I've heard him play the double bass, and this bloke knows what he is doing.
Oh, fantastic. It's nice to have a bit of talent.
Yeah, finally got a bit
He's
of talent.
He's got a psychological problem.
Oh, what is it?
He can't actually speak unless there's a rhythm underneath it.
So okay, so what is your name? Here he goes.
Oh, blimey.
He's playing. Oh, yeah.
My name's Ian. How are you?
Some challenge in the building.
At last,
Some challenge in the bloody building. Honestly, we've had some shit on here today.
Oh, we really have.
Awful. But it's finally got some talented people with black fingernails, I see.
Just for show.
Witchcraft.
Could be.
Well, you would know.
Yeah, don't milk it, mate.
No, you milk it, mate.
Please milk it.
If you can play like that, do what you like.
The anti-poet is made up of Paul Eccentric, and he is eccentric.
Which one's Paul Eccentric?
That's me.
He's the one hanging from the light bulb with just his underpants on.
I'm the one coming out the right side of the speaker.
He's coming out the right side of the speaker. And Ian...
And coming out the wrong side of the speaker...
It's me.
Their unique sound is created with a blend of one of the Funtry's finest... I'm being put off by the slight distortion in my headphone.
Well, it's from the bass player.
Oh, I see.
Not Paul Eccentric.
It's a blend of one of the country's finest poets and the rhythms of solo bass and percussion, right?
They're beat poets, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, cowbell.
Where do you play? Where do you perform your stuff, Paul?
Oh, we're everywhere. We're all over the country at all the festivals.
Weddings?
We have done weddings. Been commissioned to write for weddings.
How strange.
Yeah.
If you came to my daughter Michelle's wedding, there's no sign of that happening any time in the future. What sort of thing might you play? I mean, is it a happy stuff or is it all a little bit eccentric?
It's a little bit...
filthy.
Yeah, that's probably a good word for
well,
it.
She's like that.
She's a mucky cow, is she?
Hold on, that's my daughter you're talking about, Queensbury Rules. But she is... I'm allowed to say she's a bit of an old slag, but...
Am I allowed to say that?
No, you're not. Okay. Now, so if she were to come off the game and get married, what sort of thing might you play at her wedding?
We'd play a piece that was actually the title track to our first album, which was called Dirty Little Cow Is Wearing Tights, Not Stockings.
Shall we have a listen to it?
Do you want us to do that?
Definitely. Look that up in your book.
I'll find that in it,
Paul Eccentric. Is so eccentric, he's put his glasses on, he's leafing through a file of songs.
I say, he's got them trousers like Johnny Rotten wears with zips all over them.
Do you know what?
Oh.
I've got a feeling this is going to be out of this world,
Angelos. I think so, too. What's the title of this called?
It's called Dirty Little Cow Is Wearing Tights, Not Stockings. It's a mantra for the middle-aged man.
Love it!
Here we go. Oh, I like it already.
Tights, not stockings. 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 With a wire gauze gusset and a belt designed for locking. Well, I'm easily distracted by a pair of silky pins. Slinking down the high street go my curvy, shiny twins. I try to keep a focus. I try not to be cock-led by repeating this mantra over in my head. She's wearing tights, not stockings. Tights, not stockings. Tights, not stockings. She's a bad girl. Tights, not stockings. Tights, not stockings. With the wire gauze gusset and a belt designed for locking. Well, they sidle past my window and I try to close my eyes, but I'm imagining the friction on those sliding nylon thighs. I'm waiting for a breeze to lift that little cotton skirt, and I'm hoping what I see there won't be bare and pink and pert. Tights, not stockings. stockings. Tights, not stockings. Tights, not stockings. She's a dirty little cow. Tights, not stockings. Tights, not stockings. With the wire gauze gusset and a belt designed for locking solo.
Tights, not stockings. Everybody, tights, not stockings. Come on now.
Tights, not stockings.
Tights, not stockings. Go on then.
Tights, not stockings.
Tights, not stockings.
Ding dong! Well, they shimmer in the sunlight as they shimmy into view, like a mirage in a desert that won't turn out to be true. With all the allure of an oasis to a dehydrated man, with a fetish for suspenders and a depilation fan. I wish I didn't waste so much time watching girls go by, contemplating lacy lingerie in heels 6 inches high. I've better things to do than let chandelier and fantasize. I know what girls look like naked, so it won't be a surprise.
Tights, not stockings.
Tights, not stockings.
Tights, not stockings.
She's a dirty little man. Tights, not stockings. Tights, not stockings. With the wire gauze gusset and a belt designed for locking. Boots, no knickers. Boots, no knickers. Boots, no knickers. She's a right.
I bet she is as well, actually.
Boots, no knickers. Boots, no knickers. With a wire gauze gusset and a belt designed for locking.
Oh, at last. Oh,
challenge. Am I right in thinking that that song was written especially for children in need?
Yes.
Yeah. Commissioned.
Raised a lot of money, actually.
Commissioned by Terry Wogan, that one, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I think, you know, look, in case anyone's offended, we all feel a little bit like that in the spring, like that, the sap's so rising.
When the sun's coming out.
I'd rather not see it at all. I'd rather everyone was in a burqa.
Yeah, that would be much easier,
you know,
it?
It would be much easier. I'd rather not go there.
It's all in the mind then, isn't it? Because it's still under there. It's under the burqa.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but you don't know what their face looks like, so you don't really kind of start imagining.
No, maybe not, no.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
You got anything else of a sexual nature, or should we move on to something?
How long have you been doing this for?
So, 6 years now.
Six years. Yeah, but are you from the poetry like background?
Well,
or?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got green nails.
I have, yeah.
Oh, you've got green
stops
nails.
Stops me biting them.
Okay, lovely. Yeah,
I was a poet, but people didn't like what I did.
Oh,
and
what a shame.
So, no, I met him. Yeah. And he started putting some beats behind it. We thought that would work. You know, nobody's doing that. Let's give that a go. And they didn't like it even more.
Ah, what a shame.
It says here that you run your own nights.
That's why we run our own nights.
When you say you run your own nights, do you mean that's with your own gigs and you put on other acts with you?
Exactly. We thought that if nobody else wants to put us on, we'll put our own nights and we'll put all the people that nobody else wants on, the comedians and the poets and the singers.
Angelos, something for you.
Come down and do a gig with us. We're only in Camden. We're at Camden Head on the first Monday of every month. We're in
Camden Head is a pub, not a pastime. No. In case you were thinking of that on a Friday night.
Oh, you haven't tried the toilets?
Yeah.
No. Yes, you can get Camden Head in there, isn't it? Something's fallen.
So you must be doing festivals and all that.
We are.
Surely.
We were Latitude. At Glastonbury last year, and Lama Tree last year, and Brighton we did last year, and Edinburgh, we do the rounds.
It's good, isn't it? Because that means you can get in for free, doesn't it?
We get in for free, yeah.
Do you? What sort of audience do you attract? Is it like a folky crowd, an alternative crowd? Do you tailor it for, you know, different types of people?
Kids.
We do. We have done kids ones. We did a kids one in Milton Keynes a few weeks ago. It was, you know, touch and go.
It must have been about 5 minutes long, wasn't it? Okay.
No, we have got stuff that is not too bad for children. Yeah, we've our new album due out next month is entitled Here's One for the Kiddies.
Well, that's nice. Trying to keep the balance, isn't it? You know,
one for the kiddies,
so you can sleep at night.
I wouldn't give it to a child. No,
it's lovely.
Okay.
Can we hear another one?
Do you want one from that album?
Yeah, have one from the Kiddies album.
From that album.
Should we do the Kiddies?
I think we should do that one.
That one.
That's on the Kiddies album.
Yeah, lovely.
This is called Everyone's a Critic, because I don't know if you find this.
Everybody
thinks they've got an opinion, you know, and they want to review. Actually, they don't review us because nobody ever reviews us.
That's why we wrote this. You're beyond review.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we wrote this. It's called Everyone's a Critic.
Yes.
It goes like this.
Oh, they are. Oh, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah, good.
Expert, a connoisseur, he knows more than enough. He's got a university degree in very clever stuff. His counsel's often courted by emperors and kings, billionaire collectors of tat and tacky things. He'll draw on education, experience and taste, and publish an opinion which is generally misplaced. He calls his view objective, dispassionate and frank, but shows that he can't tell the difference between art and art house wank. I say, why can't he tell the difference between art and art house wank? We don't need credentials to know when we've been conned. We know pretentious when we see it. We know of what we are not fond. We may not have the eloquence, the training or the class, but we know a fucking artist with his head stuck up his arse. We know when creativity has crossed the line. So we don't need you to tell us what is shit with added shine. We can tell talent from hyperbole, a genius from a crank. But art for art's sake posturing is still just art house wank. I say art for art's sake posturing is always art house wank. So everyone's a critic these days with an axe to grind, a laptop and a pseudonym with which to hide behind. Passing vengeful judgment offers honest peer critique, condemning innovation if it doesn't fit the clique. But art that doesn't spark debate and make some punters stroppy isn't art at all, it's merely advertising copy. So if you're feeling self-indulgent with your page or canvas blank, why not knock one out before you start? Save us from our ass wank. Go on, knock one out before you start. Save us from our ass wank. Knock one out before you start. Save us from our ass wank.
Oh, yes. I tell you what, I can certainly concur with that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were talking earlier about doing a comedy show for charity.
Yeah.
And I spoke to, there was an act I know, and he said to me, oh, don't worry, you do it for charity, you'll be 4-0 up before you start.
Exactly.
Oh, come
I
on,
can't slag you off, can
I? Done a little bit of stuff, and there's a bloke from Chortle, I won't say his name, Steve Bennett, and
he's a reviewer
and what he wrote about me, and Steve, if you're listening, you can fuck off and not come back to any more of my gigs. He wrote me at this charity gig, he wrote saying that the audience were, what was it, his old jokes fell on stony ground. He said,
what a shit.
Risk you're free. Entitled to your opinion, you prick. So I would like to,
you know, he's got a physics degree.
Oh, a physics
degree. He's got
degree.
A physics degree.
Okay, I might come down next time you're looking at ultrasound waves, son.
And start slagging you off.
Yeah, start slagging you off. Anyway.
Yeah, no, that's lovely. So he's your Chas Jangle, isn't he? Your Ian Jury.
Well, that's actually been noted
it's
before,
model,
actually.
Isn't it?
Yeah. People have said, Jury-esque. Are we quite like
you're
that?
Happy with that. Must be happy with that.
You can't be in better company, really, can you?
I think I'm a big fan of them. They're fantastic. And you guys.
What
if you put a big band together and, you know...
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's easy. Well, it's not that easy carrying this bastard thing around, but it's easier than a band.
Easier,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you say, well, you got to be at a place at 6:30, and there's a good chance that we might both make it. If there's a band, you've got no hope.
Hard,
you know, we've both
exactly.
been in bands. There's no hope of a band turning up on time.
It's very difficult.
No. And getting it in here, you know, you wouldn't get it in here.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, things like this, you just bring him.
Yeah.
So you've
I thought that's
all.
What you were talking about. Oh, you're talking about the double bass. Yeah.
Well, you have to have them as a pair.
Oh, he comes with it,
doesn't
he?
Yeah, and also
he has to go with it because he can only speak when he's got it.
That's
with
right,
him,
and it's awkward, you know.
I like it very much.
You imagine him when he goes shopping, you know, and he's asking for something over the counter. Go on, do it. Ask for some fags.
Go on.
20 fags, please. Come on. 20 B&H. Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's
there.
That's
nice,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, in all honesty, it is so refreshing to see, you know, and I mean this sincerely, a couple of artists going out and doing their stuff, you know, the way you are. It reminds me of, you know, when a few years ago, going to see stuff at art centres and all that stuff.
Yeah.
None of this.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to pick on him, but the geezer we had from Towie the other week.
Yeah.
And people who come in are just here to sell something.
His book.
His book, and he was perfectly nice, and I'm regretting I even mentioned
no,
his name.
No, don't. But let's just make a point. His book is number four in the top 10 bestsellers list.
It is, but my point is...
And he's from Towie. Gives you some idea.
Let me just say, these fellas have got some integrity.
Yeah, they've got something to sell.
They have got something to sell, let's be fair.
They've worked hard at their craft.
Look, I'll tell you what, how long can you hang around for a sec?
We can hang as long as you like.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go and have a song now.
Have a sarnie.
We'll have a song and a sarnie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and curl one off, and then we'll be back straight after this with the fantastic Anti-Poets.
Oh, I like this
one. Oh, we like this one.
MC Hammers. Noise.
That was Rick James, Super Free.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
No, it was MC Hammer.
No, MC Hammer nicked it.
I thought it was MC Hammer.
No, MC Hammer. Oh,
I thought he got into his bedroom and he sat down with his corgi and he'd written that.
No, MC Hammer. You know what he's doing now, MC Hammer? He's doing a hardware tour. It's MC Hammer, Chuckademus and Pliers.
Yeah.
Screwdriver. Scissor Sisters.
The Chainsaw Brothers. Hammer and Sickle.
There's another one out.
Roger Vice.
Nine Inch Nails.
Miami Vice.
We ran out of them.
The Adisha File.
Chublock. And, oh, the Odisha. Anyway, we have got with us the rather brilliant Anti-Poet. There's a bit of a loving going on in this studio.
Yeah, we're enjoying this very
much. Like this. So we can hear another number, fellas. What is this from the new album?
This is the title track of the last album.
How many albums have you done?
Four.
Four albums.
How do you?
Yeah.
And do
four
you
albums.
Sell them at your gigs or
we
online?
We do.
Yeah,
well, both at gigs and online. It's the best way.
I saw your website and your gig list is immense.
Extensive, isn't it?
It's huge.
Yeah.
How much are you spending on travel a month?
More than we get in gigs.
Because
we need a big car for this.
Yeah.
If we could have an Oyster card and go on the train, but.
Can't put it on the train, can you?
For that and all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. We bought a trolley, didn't we, once? We did buy a trolley.
Bust it.
You bust your trolley.
You can't get that thing on a trolley.
You can, Barry. Just has to be the right sort of trolley.
Oh, does
it? Yeah, we didn't have the right sort of trolley.
Didn't have the right sort of trolley.
What was it? You have a little tartan one?
It's, as you come out through the Tesco's car park, it's the trolley sticks. So you can only gig in Tesco because it's got this.
They don't like that sort of honesty in there, do they?
Nobody likes honesty these days.
They want it a bit more fake in Tesco.
You can lift it over the top. Yeah.
Oh, there you are. See.
Yeah, that's right.
What, who sang honesty is such a something words? Billy Joel.
Iron Maiden?
That's it. And now, that was a comedy cul-de-sac, and now
I didn't know the answer to the question.
Here they are, Anti-Poet with...
This is random words in a random order. It's our little piece to all the other poets on the circuit. They know who they are.
Oh, okay.
Goes like this.
I'm going to dig.
On the stage, as she pretended she's a poet. She's got something on her mind, but she's attempting to bestow it. But she's not afraid of brevity, and editing's beyond her. So it spews like wordy vomit, and my mind begins to ponder. What the fuck is she on about? It's just random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. Don't clap because you think that you are trying to reward her. There's a bloke up on the stage. He likes to think he's from the ghetto. But his middle class manners clash
all with his manifesto. He's rapping in an accent that doesn't suit his hue. Most of it is bollocks, and none of it is true. What the fuck is he on about? It's just random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. Just put it down to an attention deficit disorder. There's a woman on the stage, though it's half an hour later. She's still yet to make a point. It would be kinder to sedate her. Are we mocking the afflicted?
Yes, we are.
Shouldn't everyone be free to spout their raving rants, regardless of the quality? What the fuck are they on about? It's just random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. Some people call it poetry, but I just call it torture. Random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. Random words in a random order. As entertaining as a little kid with a recorder.
What?
I do, mate. That's enough.
Oh, mate.
Keep it clean, fellas.
Oh, my goodness.
OMG. That was brilliant.
That was brilliant.
Honestly, that's saying exactly what I was thinking.
Exactly. Because he goes through a lot of
poetry readings. Sitting there going, what the fuck? What the fuck are they talking about? Yeah. But that's like the bloke taking me tickets.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah.
I mean, you'd run that lovely one you done. There was a young lady from Leeds. Yeah, come on, don't be shy.
Cheese.
Who used to buy a lot of cheese?
That's right. I was going to go really dirty. And I didn't do it because I just...
She had a tummy tuck. She went one day, oh fuck, her belly was hanging over her knees. Do you remember we spoke about that about an hour ago?
So, when do you think he can join your group?
I mean, with that sort of stuff.
That's your quality.
He's welcome to come along, yeah. We'll put anybody on, really.
There's always room for somebody on a triangle.
Yeah, yeah. Can you play a triangle?
Very nice.
Why don't we try another little poem between them? We're professionals now.
We can get this. There once was a bloke from Watford.
That's hard, isn't it? Okay, there once was a boy from Watford.
Bloke
from Watford.
Yeah. Go on, Barry.
who went to work
in
a shop.
Join in if you
I wondered if he might have had a club foot.
There you are.
Club foot. He hobbled to town.
With a very deep frown.
And then he left Watford. Well, that's been wonderful.
Go on a train. We're back to London.
We forgot about doing poetry. Well, we've had a lot of fun, fellas. I won't be joining you on the tour.
I might.
Wonderful. They're called Anti-Poet. Where are you playing next, fellas?
Where are we next? We're at Camden Head on Monday. Yeah, Camden Head this Monday at 8 o'clock. It's free. There's a load of new people on there. Loads of poets, comedians.
Really?
Yeah, just round the corner.
I know.
You come straight from work.
All right, well, listen, Phil, it's been an absolute joy.
Yeah, it's been brilliant.
You've been really good.
Thank you for
wonderful
people
to have
that.
People
that can actually fucking do something
for a change.
Fantastic.
All right, lots of love, fellas.
Finish with a beat. There we go.
Do.
I was walking down the street.
Oh, yeah, go on.
The other day.
Here we go.
I had nothing to say.
I've been watching you.
Here he is.
From a distance.
Oh, yeah.
I have studied you from afar.
Okay.
I've seen the way your eyes shimmer. Like the rare, precious jewels that they are. Oh, I've admired your natural beauty. I have coveted, I have desired. I've extolled your every virtue in poems that you have inspired. I have gazed upon perfection, I have loved you secretly. I have dreamt of what it might be like
if you could belong to me. Oh, how I'd sweep you from your feet. How I'd charm you with roses and wine. I would treat you as a princess if you would agree to be mine. Oh, I would tear my heart from its cradle. I would beg you on bended knee. I would pay a billionaire's ransom to persuade you to marry me.
I do. She does too. I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Oh, now, the honeymoon period, it's over. And I'm leaving for work with a peck. I've got shirts that need to be ironed, love. Let's take a reality check. I expect my house to be tidy. On return, I expect to be fed. And then, once you've washed all the dishes, to be flat on your back in my bed. Oh, well, now there's no point you crying to mother. No one forced you to put on that ring. It's a contract, just like any other. With obligations, it's far more than bling. Yes, of course, I still fucking love you. I said it in church, didn't I? In front of those mongs you call family, who you promised were rich and would die. No, I'm not a misogynist bastard. And it's misogynistic anyway, yeah. Nor a patronising wanker. Now, darling, that's a bad thing to say. Cos it's me who's wearing the trousers. I'm the breadwinner, dear wife, yeah. Your place is here in the kitchen. Yeah, where we keep the bread knife. Oh, the one that your mother bought us, yeah. Ostensibly so that you could make sandwiches for me. Or effect a DIY castration. And blame it on PMT.
Divorce, sir? I do. She does too.
Thank you.
Yay, that's the anti-poet. Go
that's,
and see
that's
there.
The anti-poet.
Thank you.
They are very, very good.
Very, very good. A depressing way to end that particular...
Oh, it's just real life, Barry.
It's real life. Wonderful fellas. Thank you so much. And, you know, maybe come back again.
Oh, please.
The anti-poet. Go and see him soon. In the meantime, this is... what have we got now?
We've
got, oh, this is good. This is...
Who?
Don't You Want Me, Felix, featuring Jamanda.
Oh, I couldn't give a shit. Fading out, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Fading out. God for that.
Who chose that? A 10-year-old?
They were good, weren't they, Barry?
Them, who? Felix featuring...
No, anti-poet.
Oh, them, I thought you were talking about that terrible song. The anti-poet, love that.
I tell you what, as well. Good skin for a 47-year-old man.
Well, yeah.
Very good skin.
Probably, yeah. I did see that, actually. Very good skin.
Clean living.
Clean living. You don't expect that of them sort of... Your performer types expect it's all drugs.
A little
and
bit like drugs.
Drugs.
And shaggy bags and...
Yeah. No, that was a good very skin. Good skin
good
on the...
Skin. What have you got for us?
In the Watford Observer this week, they do an... All local papers do this. What's on in
I
you know.
Know
the local area. I know you know. I know you know. You say... There's all sorts of things. There's a Herkimer exhibition of an artist in Bushy.
A what exhibition?
Herkimer, he's a famous artist.
I've never heard
of
him.
Well, he's in Bushy. Are you familiar with the Bushy area? That's not a euphemism, that's an actual place. We've also got, this is at the Watford Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Hollywood.
The baker.
The baker is the Great British Bake Off star will demonstrate recipes, reveal some secrets of the TV chef, and show lots of middle-aged ladies his dingle-dangle in a show culminating with four lucky audience members coming on stage to bake with Paul.
I don't want to be rude about this fella.
Paul Hollywood.
But, I mean, if... I can say this about anyone, it'd be about him.
What's that?
Member of the Lucky Club.
How do you think so?
Member of the Lucky Club. He's a baker with blue eyes and silver hair.
That's
and
true.
He's got himself on telly.
Yeah.
And he's gone stratospheric. Just because he can stick some dough in the oven.
Yeah. I'll tell you something.
What I mean?
Shall I tell you something?
Go on.
The other day I knocked over a vase.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck it together with super glue. And I thought, Barry, you've always been quite good at that. Quite a steady hand. Would I make a television programme based on putting stuff together?
Or go on tour.
Go on tour. And now...
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barry Sticks Stuff Together in front of you at the Coliseum.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, I've bought some broken pots and pans, what I found in the bottom of the drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And as you can see here, the plastic handles come off this pan.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do in front of you is just stick that back on with super glue, and I'm going to charge you £22.50 for the privilege to watch me do it.
Yeah. I mean, do you see that in what was ever? Barry from Watford sticks together some old handles off of pans.
Off of pots and pans.
Rickmansworth, Watford, May 23rd. Details go to Watford Coliseum, £22.50. Oh, there's another one. I've always prided myself on how I sweep up our decking at the back of my house.
Sure, get a jet wash on it.
Have I ever got in touch with a television production company and said I'm a dab hand with me Kircher power spray and sweeping?
I'll tell you what I'm good at. I'm going down the petrol station, taking the petrol cap off my car and sticking petrol in it. Would I go to Thames Television
six-part series
and say, would you mind if I had a six-part series about filling up my car with petrol?
Yeah, and the second series, Angelos goes
that's
in
right.
and buys
check
some
the oil.
Mint Imperials.
That's right.
No, he wouldn't. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've always been good at wiping my bottom after only two or three goes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Do I? Have I sent that in to Baby Cow Productions? Have I sent that in to anyone at Channel 4?
A two-page treatment.
Look, I wonder if I could pitch this. Barry wipes his ass effectively.
Well, I think we can sell that, actually, Barry. Yeah, I think we can certainly take that. There's a real buzz about that programme.
A buzz about your biz in the market.
That's right. Do you know what I like? I'm really good at, right?
Go
sitting down and watching television.
Yeah.
Right? And then commenting on it.
Yeah.
Do you think I would...
There is something about that.
Yeah. It's done very well, hasn't it?
That's
another one of my ideas
that's
been nicked.
Oh, shit.
These people nick these ideas off you.
Yeah, how dare
they? Do you know what I mean, Barry?
No, exactly. So, Paul Hollywood...
So, what will he be doing in the Coliseum?
Oh, making a cake and prancing around with some jeans that are too tight to get the ladies going.
Yeah,
talking in that Scouse voice.
Yeah,
you know,
that's so attractive.
Bit of a rough diamond.
Which made him so popular with the ladies.
You know, I mean...
Who'd have thought a TV programme about a middle-aged baker and an old woman encouraging people to make shit cakes... has become so popular.
What I think is funny is some of the spin-off ones. There's one now about an allotment.
Is it?
Yeah, there's one about growing your own vegetables. There's another one about sewing. I mean...
Sewing!
Oh, God! The Great British Sew-Off, the Great British Bake-Off.
Arts and crafts.
Be honest about what this country does. Not about the Great British Drink-Off.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? Sitting in a pub, getting pissed.
You know, and they get a couple of judges to come along, Princess Margaret and Peter O'Toole. Richard Harris Boozer. Come on, they go, look, you know, I'm afraid you only had a double scotch followed by four pints. This is where the journey ends. You know.
Thanks very much. I've had a great time being here. Excuse me while I go and throw up in the bog.
Yeah, I let myself down at the last minute. I went out the back for a fag.
And when I chucked the dart at the ball, it flew off and hit a fruit machine.
You know, the Great British Drink Off. What a
good idea.
You know, to celebrate this
country's... The Great British... fag smoke.
The Great British celebrate.
Everyone round the back of the building.
That's it.
guffing on fags.
You see how many snouts you can get down your
pull.
He's bummed the fag. He strained the filter. He's collapsed the filter.
I tell you, that fag's wet. Yeah. He's got that wet. And
here we go.
The judge is
old Ma Cotton from EastEnders.
Yeah, June Cotton.
Thingy. Yeah. She comes on and, oh, well, here you are. Here's 20 Lambert and Butler. Who can get through that?
I'll get through that in 10 minutes and I'll give you 10 grand.
Yeah, that's it. Next week, things get tough. Filterless camels. The winner wins a transplant.
20 Goulois.
Yeah. The winner wins free chemotherapy and an iron lung. that's it.
Winner or loser. I reckon that gets some press anyway.
High stakes, isn't
it? Certainly gets some press.
You know, you either survive or you die.
Or you die a long period of time. Maybe they could do a version of that for a Christmas special with one of them Hubbly Bubblies.
What's that? I know.
You know, like that's one of them Iranian pipes.
That's it, the Christmas.
Christmas special will be taking place in the Edgware Road in London. Yeah. We'll sit outside a cafe, smoke a Hubbly Bubbly.
That's a lovely idea, isn't it? Nice that would idea. Get the foreign markets to
yeah,
buy.
Exactly. But we do it with celebrities, though.
Of course, for charity.
Yeah, get someone like Lewis, the bloke that plays Lewis. Off We the Same Pets. What's his name?
Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
Gary Coleman. Get him involved. What are you talking about, Willis? Well, I can't talk. I've had a tracheotomy due to the cigarettes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wonderful.
Wonderful stuff. If there are any production companies out there who want to buy...
If they don't want any of them ideas, I'm sure we can come up with something else that you want.
We've scribbled a couple down here. So, just to recap, it's Celebrity Bake and British Bake Off, Great British Sew Off, Great British Grow Your Own Vegetables, Great British Barry Wipes His Bum with Three Goes.
Great British Angelos Scab Pick.
The Great British Angelos Scab Pick. That's lovely.
The Great British Angelos wipes, brushes dandruff out of his hair.
The Great British belly button blows up in an aeroplane and stinks the place out. The Great British run out of ideas. Anyway, the point is, in the meantime,
We're here if you need us
and we're very happy. Oh, we like this.
Oh, we do like this. What is it? Now we're going to get up.
Right,
right
on time. Right on time,
baby.
Got to get up. No, don't my away.
They're always going to haul Clarkson over the coals for racism. They're always getting for that.
You know, while that song was on, we was having a discussion about racism. Mm. Because, you know, we are... Well, we're good social commentators, aren't we?
We just reflect what's going on the street.
That's all we do. And
we are the people of the people.
We have got our finger on the pulse.
And we have got...
What's going on.
I was trying to think of another cliche. I couldn't think of one.
We are... Barometers.
We are barometers
of this country.
We are mirrors of.
Someone's coming in.
No, they're not.
No. Which line is our friend on? Line one. Is it this one? Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Oh, that's nice.
Why does this keep happening?
That whoever that was who put the phone down, we was willing to help you then, wouldn't we?
Just have a bit of patience. I mean, you know, we could be the answers to your problems.
Maybe the problem is they don't know how to use a phone correctly.
That's right. Well, there's nothing we can do about that, Barry, because they're at the other end of the line. So, if you haven't guessed already, then you're thick. But we are going to have another caller. And they tried to get through, and same things happened with Lembik's Opix this morning.
Yes.
Earlier on today.
Izzy, that happened with her.
We get so far, and then they put the phone down.
And that bloke, what was his name? I've got to say happy birthday to him again. Steve, off the internet. It was something like Webster or something. I think it was that. But Steve, you know who you are. Happy birthday, old son.
Steve,
what are you going to do when the show ends, Angelos, tonight?
Gonna go Londish.
I'll go along this
year. I'm going to get myself one of them Matheson sausages.
Excellent.
I'm going to get myself a knife.
Yes.
I'm going to go in the park and I'm going to open up the Matheson sausages.
Excellent.
Slice bits off.
Yeah.
One by one, stick it down my gob.
Fantastic.
What are you going to do?
Well, that sounds tempting. I might do
something. You can't do that with me if you want.
I won't mind.
Yeah, you can do that. Sit on the bench.
What other snacks should I bring?
Can of tenant super.
Can of tenant super.
Some knickknacks.
Some knickknacks.
Lump of cheese.
Lump of cheese.
Then we'll have cheese and sausage.
Cheese and sausage.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. What's your name, son?
Dave.
Oh, that.
Hello, Dave.
We were expecting a Matt. Are you sure you're called Dave?
Dave.
I think your name's Matt.
Isn't it?
No, it's Dave.
Who says?
My mum.
Oh, no, fair enough.
Well, is she on the line? Can we verify? Is your mum there?
Is she there?
No.
Do you live with her?
No.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. So you've grown up, moved out of home, right? are you birded up?
Yeah.
Nice one, mate.
So, Dave, in inverted commas,
whoever
you are, claims to be birded up. What
claims to be 22.
Claims to be 22.
Claims to not live with his mother.
What can we do for you, Dave?
What do you want, Dave? Do you want anything? Or do you just want to have a chat? Get close to us, big timers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to be friends with you two.
Well, you are.
You're
here. You're on the phone.
I'll be friends.
We're friends now,
wow,
mate.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It depends what you want. Do you want anything? Do you want any advice?
Yeah, advice would be nice.
Where are you ringing from, Dave?
Where am I ringing from? I'm on the toilet at work.
Oh, nice one, Dave. Yeah. Nice one. Nice one, mate. Where is work?
Thank you. London.
Oh, you're a bit specific.
A bit more specific than that, Dave. Big place,
sorry?
Big place, isn't it, London? Big place. Can you narrow it down for us?
North London.
Okay, any further? Get any further down than that? Any further down north?
Arsenal.
Okay, you working at Arsenal Football Club?
No.
Well, where are you working in if you're not working there?
A designer company.
Bloody hell, it's like pulling teeth, isn't it, Barry?
You're at a designer company, you're in the toilet. What can we do for you, Dave?
Just life advice would be nice.
Anything specific, Dave?
I'm not sure what to do.
Where are you going wrong, sitting on the toilet in a design company in Arsenal? Where do you think you're going wrong, mate?
Where am I going wrong?
Where do you think it's going wrong for you? Because it obviously is.
Probably general manners. I'm on the phone in the toilet.
Yeah,
that's
definitely we could start with manners.
Let me write this down.
Write that down, please,
Barry. He's on the toilet.
He's on the bog in Arsenal in a design company.
And the question is, do I need better manners? Is that the question?
The answer to that is very simply yes, Dave.
Right, I'm looking at that. Angelos, I'm looking at, just to recap, his name's Dave, he claims to be 22.
Yeah.
He's working in a design company in Ponsey, North London. It all sounds a bit Ponsey. Hey. I didn't know those people ever went for a Tom Tit. But anyway, he's in the toilet. He's on the bog. And he wants to know how to improve his manners. And if he should. Angelos.
Well, the answer to that is yes. One word for you, Dave. Yes. Yes, you should. Yes. Yes. The answer to that is yes, you should. Because you're a rude bastard.
Yes.
Why didn't you ring us from your desk?
I was in a rush.
You were in a rush?
Yeah.
From what?
To do a shit and ring you.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
That
is lovely language, isn't it?
That is lovely. All right, look. Let's
charming.
Let's look at it.
You say you've got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
What does this Rebecca do? Does she work in the office with you?
No.
I'd think twice.
She goes to uni.
I think I would think twice about playing this to her, mate. Honestly. about letting her hear this, because you are revealing some nasty, nasty shit about yourself.
I mean, let's look at the evidence. first of all, he, you know, we just got the dialing tone. That was the first thing that went wrong.
Nothing there.
Then he comes on.
Couldn't even be bothered to turn up to the phone call that he wanted to speak to us.
He wanted to speak to us under the name of Matt earlier. Right. He comes on. He won't tell us exactly where he's from.
He is.
He's actually speaking to two of the country's national treasures whilst
on the bog,
crimping one off. He's in the toilet. He's wasting the firm's time. He's wasting my time. He claims to have a girlfriend. Clearly untrue.
Not true.
He repeats everything we say. He hasn't really expanded. He claims that he doesn't live with his mum. He obviously does.
He's got nothing to say for himself whatsoever. What are you doing in that design company? How on earth have you got a job there?
Out of uni.
What does that mean?
Honestly,
the future's bright, isn't it, Barry?
Do you think the Germans are sitting on the toilet speaking to a couple of prats on an internet radio station?
Yeah, you think?
Do you think the Chinese are doing that?
Do you know why they're not? Because if they was doing that, they'd be shot.
Shot there and then.
What do you do at this?
What do you do at this design company? I'm a graphic designer.
What does that mean? A graphic designer? I mean, doodling on the Daily Mirror whilst you're on the toilet.
Pretty much.
My God, how much you get paid for that?
About 20 grand a year.
Let me tell you, mate, this country is going to hell in a handcart.
Is that before tax or after tax?
Before
20 grand before tax. You might as well drive a cab, innit?
Oh no, he went to uni, this fella.
Yeah, he went to uni.
He's earning
20 grand before tax. That's about 12 grand take home. Right, where do you live?
In Wickham.
Oh, that's a lot. Well, you must be spending at least 200 or 300 quid a month on travel.
And tell me, what was your degree in, young man?
Graphic art.
Graphic art.
God, where do you do that then? Play school.
In Wickham, Buckinghamshire.
Wickham, Buckinghamshire graphic art
school. He went to Wickham, the famous Wickham, Buckinghamshire College, where he done a degree in graphic art. He's earning 20 grand a year, which by all rights you should hand back.
Sat on the bog, wasting the firm's time. Your parents must be over the joy with you.
No wonder she kicked him out, his mum.
Honestly, they must be so proud of you, mate.
Well, Dave, I hope that's gone somewhere in
helping you out of your situation.
It's absolutely wonderful, Dave.
Thanks for coming on the show, Dave. If you want to come on again,
please do.
You know, you're more than welcome. But just, you know, when you've changed jobs and got somewhere in life, then we'll have something to talk about.
Off the toilet.
Time to wipe up now, son.
Wouldn't it be good?
Wouldn't it be good if we got a decent cooler?
One day.
I got it bad. You don't know how bad I got it.
How bad have you got it, Barry? I've got it terribly bad.
I've got it terrible.
I've got it all the way down the back of my leg. All over my shoe.
Well, we've put a bit of plastic sheeting on that chair, that's why. You don't know how bad I got it.
Oh, God, I got it terribly bad.
Now, we have come to the end of the show.
What a 3 hours it's been.
Oh, it's been a cracker.
Rampage.
And I would just like to say thanks to all our guests.
Who were they?
The Dalai Lama. We had Bella Enberg off of the Russ Abbott's Madhouse. Can't call it that anymore.
We had George Foreman from the George Foreman Grill Company.
George Formby off of When I'm Cleaning Windows fame.
We had George Elliott, the writer of Flosh on the Mill.
We had
Mill on the Floss.
Black out of Black and Decker.
We had Black Adder.
We had and Real Adder, which sneaked up onto us and bit my ankle.
We had Addison Lee, the cat people.
We had Adder and the Ants. Monty Python.
Anthony Worrell Chumption. Chumption and Chumption, the Chumption Directory.
Carol Vorderman off of the Countdown programme. Yeah,
Carol King.
Jonathan King. He apologised and went home. And
King Crimson.
King Crimson.
Captain Beefheart.
And Birdseye, the Captain Birdseye.
Now, off of the Birdseye fame.
Captain Birdseye off of Captain Birdseye.
Off of Finders.
Off of Finders fame. We're going to go now. We're going to the park to have some Matteson sausage.
And lump of cheese.
And we're going to leave you with our favourite. And while we don't play more of this, I do not know. It's
Morrissey.
Bye-bye.
Brum, brum.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. See you later.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
See you next time.
Yeah, okay.
And thanks for listening,
yeah,
everyone.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. It means the world to us.
Yeah, night-night.
Yeah, bye.